Ladies and gentlemen, towns and cities are now quarantined across northern Italy and across South Korea as the world discovers the shocking truth. The coronavirus is killing a lot of people, including healthy people, including young people. And when old folks get it, there is an extremely high death rate. Stock markets around the world are plunging right now. As the true nature of it begins to come out and as the cover-up becomes clear, Dow drops 800 points as coronavirus cases outside of China surge. That's CNBC. You can see the CNBC numbers there on the markets. The S&P is down 102. The NASDAQ down 344. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 924. The FTSE down 247. The Nikkei 92 plus. The HSI down 487. Shanghai down 8.44. They're propping it up. The VIX down 6.49. And the DAX down 544. So you could say a long overdue correction, but the reason it's happening is obvious and incontrovertible. Governments covered up the true nature of the virus. It's now admitted that it's man-made. It's now admitted that the prestigious Indian Institute a month ago that came out and said, we've scanned it, it's totally man-made. You can see the insertion points. It's a chimera. It's a bunch of different families of viruses. No way this exists in nature. And it's got the stitches on it, literal injection points, like Frankenstein does, where the arms and legs are sewn on, or there's stitches across the cranium, somebody else's brain has been put in. I mean, that's a silly analogy, but that's what it is. And now that it's been covered up, and now that that cover-up has been exposed, this is going to get totally insane. Yes, Harvey Weinstein has been convicted. Yes, Owen Schroyer and his security team got assaulted by a mob of drooling zombies. I mean, you talk about escapees from a lunatic asylum. I've seen footage inside real lunatic asylums, and these people act more insane and more violent than they do. And you're like, oh, God, that's just a few of them. No. Almost all of them were incontinent. A lot of them had piss running down their legs. It was a nightmare yesterday in Austin, but we're going to get to that later because this is all just too important. By the way, mainstream media has been wanting a global collapse, and it looks like this is the perfect plan for Xi Jinping to crack down on the riots he had, not just in Taiwan, but in the mainland. And as a way to export this towards the West and give him a face-saving cover for the Chinese economy that lost the war with the United States. So now this is the blowback. We have forecast that, and that's what all the smart money is on right now. InfoWars has been absolutely the cutting edge, the tip of the spear, and has been the most accurate forecasting operation, period, with the best guest, the author of the U.S. Weapons Treaty and Law, top experts, top engineers, top scientists, top journalists, and we have just honed in on exactly where it came from, who did it, and how. Dr. Francis Boyle and others have laid it all out. So this is just an incredible time to be alive. And there's a whole other subject. You know, they're selling out of food in South Korea, in Italy and other areas. And now I just got word, so I was 30 seconds late getting on air, from our big national food supplier. I warned everybody it wasn't a gimmick. I told you it had gone up to 14 days. Now it's 3 weeks to delivery, and everybody else is sold out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. The stock market is down almost 1,000 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now on the corona virus explosion news. So all the different mainstream media outlets that have been hoping that the coronavirus kills the global market to hurt populism and hurt President Trump, well, it looks like you're going to get your wish. Remember, Bill Maher last year twice said, we need a stock market collapse. We need a, quote, crash, was what he said. A crash. Not just a plunge like we're seeing, but a crash. That means going down more than half. We need to see a crash to teach these people not to support Trump and to bring America to heel. Talk about an elitist scumbag. Absolutely incredible. And now MSNBC hopes a global financial crisis will help Democrats win in 2020. That was an article up on Infowars.com Saturday. And here's just one of the hosts licking her lips, hoping for this.
So if the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on.
And they go on for another 10 minutes talking about it. Talk about cold-blooded. Talk about tone-deaf. If you're a Democrat watching that, boy, I hope the economy crashes so we get rid of Trump. Do you actually think like that? Yes, because the average Democrat does not work. Or they're a tenured professor or government employee. So if they can hurt the free market economy and then turn people against the nationalist Trump, they'll do it in a heartbeat. In fact, that's what Cloward and Piven's all about. Just one of the communist plans by a U.S. university that was adopted by the Democrats back in the 80s publicly. They said we want to overload the economy with migrants and with welfare and with people having all sorts of rights that don't exist, like to have a comfort pony, or that's a real thing, or a comfort pelican, that's a real thing, on the airplane with you. While China doesn't even, you know, have any environmental standards or regulations, how do you compete with that? You can't. So they bring down free societies using our openness and our freedom against us. So this coronavirus is now confirmed to be much more lethal than they were previously saying. And it is causing major, major jitters around the planet. Here's just some of the headlines. Coronavirus pandemic goes global. South Korea warns of watershed moment as Italy quarantines 12 towns, cancels Venice Carnival. And they're saying much higher death rate than previously reported. China has been covering up the death rate. Of course they have. Coronavirus store shelves empty as panic buying hits Italy. People in several regions of Italy have reacted to the coronavirus spreading throughout the country by panic buying, leading some store shelves empty. They're reporting massive deaths, government officials are, in Iran. Then Iran came out and said, no, that was not true, but then they had to reverse themselves. Still, yet again, and admit that, okay, there is a big problem. So coronavirus explodes across the planet. Italy rushes to contain Europe's first major virus outbreak, locking down most of North Italy. Coronavirus sends global stock markets in tailspin amid rising pandemic concerns. Cramer on market surge. Coronavirus impact on companies could be more severe than thought. U.S. Treasury yields tumble. Curve inversion deepens as coronavirus spreads. Reuters. Lab monkeys infected with coronavirus in desperate bid to find vaccine. Don't worry, Bill and Melinda Gates already have one patented and ready. And don't worry, the North Carolina University gave it to the Chi-Coms 5 years ago, the exact same chimerovirus. It's all on record. Complete smoking gun. Well, then why would you hand that out? Obama did that 5 years ago. So that when it gets released, you don't know who to blame. Big controversies over that in even the scientist publication and other major journals, scientific journals, back in 2015. Why the hell are you doing this? Why the hell are you giving out mouse pox that can be engineered to kill up to 98% of people that run into it? Why is that being done? Because they want to depopulate the planet. They want to have a major global reset to blame global stock market crashes on the pandemic and not on the fiat systems of the globalist banksters. We've been saying that for over a month, and now that's beginning to come into view. I don't believe this is going to be the big one, but this is the beta test for a future mass depopulation event that I think will kill over a billion people, bring in a world planetary government in the name of stopping the next outbreak. Then they'll have, a decade after that, another mass color that I believe will kill about 7 billion people. And so there'll be almost no one left. That is the official UN Bill and Melinda Gates plan, is 500 million tops humans on planet Earth. Continuing, lab monkeys infected with coronavirus to in desperate bid to find a vaccine. Sure, right. Moscow targets Chinese with raids amid virus fears. We're going to get to that next segment. Could the 2020 Tokyo Olympics be a victim of COVID-19? No longer the Hunan virus, you notice. They've just moved on to the number. Iran denies cover-up after lawmaker contradicts official coronavirus figures, says 50 dead. The city has been annihilated. South Korea's coronavirus epicenter is a virtual ghost town. Distressed coronavirus Brits are in a bad way in prison hospital as worried son begs Trump to rescue them. The coronavirus outbreak just took some very bizarre new turns. I'm going to get to that after the break. The CDC is covering up the real numbers. Fewer than 600 people officially tested for coronavirus in the entire U.S. Massive cover-up underway. It's up on Infowars.com. Hundreds of animals dropped dead in China after Beijing poisoned by virus disinfectant. How do we know it's not something else doing it? We just know this is big, folks. New York Post, don't buy China's story. The coronavirus may have been leaked from a lab. Yeah, who reported that first? We know it was made in a lab. We don't know if it leaked or was let out on purpose. That's the only question. Coronavirus deaths outside China spike as World Health Organization team visits Wuhan. Mike Adams with the latest will be joining us. Dr. Boyle teaches on Monday and Tuesdays. This is a big emergency. I appreciate him. I think he should probably just skip the class, but I get it. Professor Boyle will be here with us Wednesday. We got a bunch of other expert guests coming on as well, but he's the leading expert and has been absolutely on like a precision-guided munition. So that's all going to be coming up. I intend to open the phones up and take your calls on this situation as well. But the panic in the stock market is because they covered up how serious it was, and now that creates real uncertainty. We'll be watching it all today here live right through the war room, 6 p.m. tonight, and may even do a special report to continue to track this as it all unfolds. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is almost 1,000 points down at 975 points, 0.42. All right, we're going to break. I got word right before I went live that our main supplier at InfoWarsStore.com, who is the biggest company, My Patriot, they just drop ship from InfoWars. They're in our system. It gets out to you the fastest at InfoWars. Full spectrum of food, highest quality. It was first 7 to 14 days, and now they've had to up it. We told you this was going to happen. 3 weeks now, they have the food, but they're running 24 hours a day at their three factories, and they cannot guarantee it'll be packaged and shipped out to you before 3 weeks. If you got your orders in before 10 a.m. this morning, you get it in 7 to 14 days. 7 to 14 days. 7 to 14 days. But now it's 3 weeks because of the fact that there's such a giant, massive surge in food ordering, and all the others have sold out, and governments and institutions are buying it up. Now is the time to get your storable food. It's the highest quality at InfoWarsStore.com with Ready Hour.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish for, MSNBC, CNN, and HBO.
God, that's ridiculous to me.
Can I ask about the economy? Because this economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people.
Well, right now, the stock market on the Dow Jones Industrial Average is being held by the Plunge Protection Team, the President's Office on Open Markets, at 970 something points, but they may decide to let it go down further. It's obviously being artificially held at that point. The Chi-Coms have held their stock market as well. There's a lot of international coordination going on. So here's MSNBC just on Friday wishing for the same thing.
So if the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on, and they pose a problem.
Pose a problem for old Trump. So we told you it was lab made. We told you the response was a crackdown on Taiwan and the Chinese people revolting at Xi Jinping, dictator for life. And we said that it's more deadly than the mainstream media is telling you. And usually they hype up things that aren't as deadly, like SARS, as the end of the world. Whereas the action by governments is this is the end of the world, but then they're telling you everything is fine at the same time. And that's the suspicious combination. Now, I want to drill back into the coronavirus and some of the bizarre new twists that have been pointed out by Michael Schneider. And then I want to get into what's happening in Germany and what's happening in Italy and what's happening in England and what's happening in South Korea and some of the mass roundups and arrests that are taking place for something that they're telling us is not that deadly. But now the numbers are coming out. We know that it is indeed killing healthy young people, and it is killing a high number of those that are infected. And that's why there's so much concern that coming out of places like Italy, they're saying it's killing a lot more people than the numbers the Chi-Coms have been giving us. Well, you can't believe a word that comes out of the Chi-Com's mouth. But I want to go back a month ago. I could have 10 storable foods company sponsors. A lot of folks do. You listen to some of the other national hosts, they'll have 3 or 4. I've been on air 25 years. People need high-quality storable food. I learned early on, a lot of these big companies aren't the best, or the small ones aren't the best, or they're okay when there's not an emergency, but they're bad when there is an emergency. So I've got my finger on the pulse of things, my ear to the ground, and I know that all the other big companies sold out to government or big corporations a month ago, and they're just taking your money and then scrambling and trying to find food so they can get it to you. We don't do that. That's why my Patriot started 12 years ago. I've had them as a sponsor 11 years because they tell me exactly what's going on. We've toured their factory, one of their factories, repeatedly. I'm friends with Matt Redhawk, the founder. He called right before he went on air and he said, listen, it's panicked buying at this point. Everybody else is sold out. We have enough food to go for another 2 or 3 weeks and then fulfill it out for a month. But we may have to make the announcement in the next couple weeks at this rate, maybe even sooner, that we have to stop taking orders, because they're not going to take orders when they don't have food. Well, I got a call during the break and took it, and they said, okay, if it's locked in, it's guaranteed at 3 weeks, but we're going to have to tell folks now, 4 weeks now, and we may at this rate just say, I mean, if it keeps happening in 2 or 3 days, they may just have to say no more orders. I mean, they're not going to lie to you and take your order when they don't have food. They have the food. They have to package it. They've got 3 factories going 24 hours a day. They're exhausted because they are a quality outfit. That's why we have them. But to be quality is hard. Believe me, I know. A lot of times we're sold out of supplements because we just can't get the very cleanest, very best. Sometimes you can't get an ingredient anymore. You have to change the formula. So I understand what they're going through. So I'm not happy about this, that we're having record food sales right now, because it shows how serious this is. So I said to him, I said, give me 2 hours for people that get in their orders to get it in 3 weeks, because 3 weeks is a little long out there. They want to make sure that you're happy. It's kind of like doctors that under promise, over deliver. I mean, that's really what's going on. When they were saying 7 to 14 days, this is 7 days it was being shipped out. But they wanted to have that cushion because things are so crazy. Well, now stuff's shipping out within about 14 days. So they say 3 weeks just to be, you know, super careful, under promise, over deliver. But he's like, actually, it is 3 weeks now. And it's going to be 4 weeks. So just tell them 4 weeks. And I said, can I have 1 hour to tell the listeners that they can get it in and get it within 3 weeks? He said, yeah, but that's it. And he said, well, he's like, maybe you should just tell them that in a couple of days we may have to stop taking orders. I mean, it's exponential right now. Infowarsstore.com. It is my Patriots. They're full calendar, full deal. You go right to the front of the line as your order comes in. Boom, boom, boom. We're partnered with them. They are in our system. Interface their people, and we have all the contracts with them. They actually were partners, literally, in business. And so you order from us, you're ordering from my Patriot, you're getting it in line as your order comes in, and you're getting the absolute truth here. But this is crazy. They're getting more orders of food in an hour than they were getting in a week before. You understand that? And we are getting triple the orders we were getting at the peak, which was last week. When I told you the food orders are only going up, that's not a gimmick to get you to order food. The store shelves are selling out all over the place. Governments are digging in. They've got emergency centers set up that we told you a month ago exactly where they were. People didn't believe it. Boom. It turns out it's accurate because we have Homeland Security sources. Of course it was accurate. Everything I do is about being accurate. So, InfoWarsStore.com. And I would get your storable foods. I would get stock up on vitamins and minerals. DNA Force Plus is so good for your immune system. Regrows mitochondria, makes the telomeres last longer. So good. X2, X3 is so good. Winter sun is so important. Vitamin D3, except wait, that's sold out. The ultimate fish oil is amazing. It has high D3 in it. And that's stuff you already need that makes your life so much better for you and your children, for you and your neighbors, for you and your family, but it also funds the InfoWar. But with all that's going on, we still have the Super Blue and Super Silver with the Nano Silver toothpaste still at 50% off, even though it's going to sell out at current rates in less than a week, and more isn't coming in for about a month. But we're just going to keep it at 50% off because it does help your body to have that Nano Silver in the mouth. Also, the Immune Gargle is almost sold out in the two smallest sizes. You can gargle that. You can even swallow it. It's super high quality. The Super Silver Wound Gel is patented, the strongest gel that the FDA has approved for over-the-counter sale. They use it in hospitals. Do not ingest it. It's poisonous, but it's for the surface, creates a barrier. InfoWarsStore.com. But I got to tell you, this has got me. I'm still going to CPAC, but I'm going to be covering the virus a lot while I'm there, and I'm not putting my children on any airplanes. I can tell you that right now. We'll be right back.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
This economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my, thank you. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people.
So if the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on, and they pose a problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Adams has been the most intrepid on-target reporter in the last 5-6 weeks on the coronavirus. He's been dead on. He's been totally vindicated. And for that, he's been blackballed and even more punished, put deeper into the black hole that is the phantom zone that we've all been committed to. And I'm not a victim. I'm not complaining about that. Our forebears were targeted and attacked for standing up. But America and the world should be really pissed right now. that journalists and organizations that have scientists and researchers and the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that became world law on, saying here's the university it came from, here's when it was sold, here is the blueprints for it, and it's confirmed, and no one else is covering it. It's starting to come out that it's man-made. It's starting to come out that it's killing a lot more people. It's starting to come out that it's tanking the stock market massively. Here's Reuters. Dow drops more than 900 points as coronavirus cases outside of China surge. We know what this is. This is the answer to nationalism. This is the answer to Trump. This is the answer to a good economy in the West and China's fake, overblown economy that had people rebelling inside China and without in Taiwan, a cover for Xi Jinping to then export. The UN 3 weeks ago was saying, shoot people at checkpoints, weld their doors shut. You're doing a great job. But when Trump said, maybe we should stop flights from these cities in China, the UN said, this is bigoted and horrible. And so we flew them here. Think about the death of logic right there. Think about the death of logic right there. So I have another update that we're going to Mike Adams. This just came to me from Matt Redhawk at My Patriot that powers InfoWarsStore.com. He runs it. He runs the storable food area on it. That's just a portal to order from him. InfoWars Life selects storable food and the entire line of Ready Hour, their entire spectrum of food. With the rise of coronavirus, trouble brewing constantly in other nations and more, danger is constantly growing overseas. We have been officially notified by our vendor that food prices are on the rise. I forgot that part. Due to dramatically increased levels of demand. Thanks to our focus on long-term contracts to provide our customers, we're able to hold on these prices for a little bit longer. It's already getting more difficult to order storable food nationwide. Our supplier is facing a 10 to 15 increase on every option of emergency food available. We can't hold out on raising these prices forever. Eventually, even need to increase with the demand. That's how it works. Right now, you should get your 3 weeks or your 6 months or 4 months while you still can, while other suppliers aren't even able to ship at all due to demand because they don't have the food. It's also important to secure a clean, filtered water supply as the debris and dust settle in. Having an Alexa Pure water filtration system can be one of the key parts of a proper survival plan at InfoWarsStore.com. Those that know what's coming are using today to prepare. Don't be forced to rely and wait for others for survival. Get one of our emergency storable food options and water filtration systems today at InfoWarsStore.com at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, they have the food, but they have three factories going 24/7 to ship it out. And they told me before I went live, they said, hey, it's now 3 weeks. I get another call, not this segment, last segment, during the break. And they said, tell folks, actually, they got their order in right now. It's okay, but it's going to 4 weeks. And we may have to tell people in days, a week, that, okay, we're no more orders for now. Because they won't take orders that they don't have. They have the food. It may get to a point where, you know, they're debating it, saying, okay, we don't have food, but as soon as we get it, we'll get it to you. And you can, you know, 6 weeks out, but they have the food right now. But you need to get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. It's great to have with all things happening in the world last 25 years. Super high quality, tastes great, specialty diets, all of it. But to me, this isn't just a plug. It's not just a way of life being prepared with firearms and the rest of it, having friends and family take care of each other. It's knowing it's a war on the nation states and clearly tailored to bring down the world economy, which it looks like it may do now. So you want to know how the globalists would strike back when nationalists and patriots are winning everywhere? You're now seeing it. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Store shelves empty in Italy, northern Italy now under martial law. Areas of Europe, it's coming out, much higher kill rates. This is causing a panic. Stuff coming out of Iran. Please, we got 4 minutes to break. Give us a synopsis, then come back and break it all down in detail. And thanks for joining us.
All right, CDC says there are now 53 cases in the United States. We have reliable information that tells us that that's only 1/20th of the total number of infections that are known to the CDC in the United States. Remember, as we reported yesterday on your show on the Sunday edition, The CDC's testing flowchart actually prohibits testing of Americans who have been infected by other Americans domestically. So there's no way, by definition, the CDC can detect community outbreaks. And that's why they're saying they have no evidence of community outbreaks. So 25 of those 53 people were infected on that plane, that chartered plane that flew infected patients back to the United States along with non-infected patients. And they separated those people with basically a plastic tarp and duct tape, which is insane. And of course, that has made Trump furious, justifiably so. The CDC is still releasing people after 14 days in quarantine in the United States, even though we now know that some patients can have a 27-day incubation period. We also have news out of China that patients are being released from hospitals. They're being labeled cured even when they're not fully recovered. They're still able to spread the disease, but they're being kicked out of the hospitals and sent back into the populations in Wuhan and other regions so that they can make more hospital beds available. And this reminds me of what's happened with the Travis Air Force Base in California, trying to export up to 50 infected patients to that Fairview Developmental Community Center that I've posted full details on that today. That center has no biocontainment facilities, no training for handling biological weapons or BSL-4 pathogens. And it's just miles from Anaheim and Los Angeles. It would obviously result in a massive immediate outbreak, uncontained spread in the Los Angeles area. You have to wonder, why is the U.S. Air Force trying to do that? We have armed roadblocks in Italy now. So if you've ever wondered what a quarantine might look like if it comes to your city in the United States eventually, just look at Italy right now. I think 12 towns are quarantined and they have armed, you know, submachine gun toting military police who are on the roads and saying you can't come or go through this town. You get a 3-month prison sentence if you get caught trying to go around one of those roadblocks. And overnight, the shelves are stripped bare in Italy and Korea. We've seen it in Hong Kong. We've seen it in Singapore to some extent in other nations as well, such as around Tokyo and Japan. But by the time the masses realize that they have to prepare, it's already too late, folks. So if you don't prepare ahead of time, it's over. You can't get it because the day the masses wake up and realize this, it's over. I mean, right now, I know, Alex, that your store is running at about capacity. We are at total capacity. We are oversold. We can barely catch up. We can't catch up. We're way behind. And it's because just our own people knowing about this has completely swamped our supply lines with, and I'm sure with my Patriot Supplies, you said, 3 to 4 weeks now is the wait time. Wait till the masses wake up. The supply lines will be so swamped that you won't be able to get anything at that point. That's the
absolutely
reality.
I mean, look, I know what I'm going to do today before I go to CPAC. I'm going to the store, not just the extra My Patriot I've ordered. I'm ordering more from them myself. I do get an even better discount. I'm going to go and buy more food because I'm going to buy more ammo. You can tell 2020 is crazy. We all need to be self-sufficient. Stay with us. Again, I always follow my gut. Well, as I got older, I learned to always follow it because it's never wrong. But it can know something bad's coming, but it can misjudge what the bad thing is. That's the thing about intuition or the spirit, is that it knows what's going on beyond the veil. You're only trying to interpret it, and then you can get it wrong. But ever since this virus thing got announced 5 weeks ago, I've had a really bad feeling. Now, we know it's more deadly than the Chi-Coms first said. Well, they lie incessantly. But we were thinking maybe it's something else they're doing, or a binary weapon, or it's just a power grab. Well, yeah, they're not letting a good crisis go to waste. And they did buy it from a North Carolina university, and that's all admitted 5 years ago. Obama allowed that. What a scandal. But the quarantining and the freaking out over it, is it a global drill? As governments worry about a global stock market crash, is it meant to give them an excuse to have a correction now? Because it's the concerted effort worldwide by these governments, except for the U.S., there's a lot of pieces that point towards this targeting Trump and nationalist, and we even have globalist models where they said a decade ago and a few years ago, oh, there'll be global pandemics. That'll help bring in world government and global migrant flows, which the UN organizes, Then when the crisis happens, they manage it and take control globally. So they admit they want to use global financial crises, global pandemic, and global migrant waves, as well as war, with those four things total. They usually mention the first three, but war as well, to cement their central control. So that's why this is happening. The question is it the big power grab that's got me feeling really concerned and got you concerned? Or is it that the virus is really super deadly and it's out of control? Or is it both? Mike Adams, smart guy, naturalnews.com. You've been on the cutting edge of this along with Dr. Boyle and our others. That's who we have on, is folks that have great track records. The mainstream media knows all this, too. They've just been covering it up. What's going to happen to them as it comes out as it is now that it's man-made and they covered it up? That's just more discrediting to them. But meanwhile, we're censored?
Well, this is really a fourth turning type of event here where you have widespread loss of any remaining faith in institutions, especially the institution of government. And public health ministries in Japan, for example, that let thousands of potentially infected people walk off a cruise ship into the Tokyo airport. So we are seeing totally incompetent government at one level, but then completely deceptive government at another level. For example, today we had a lawmaker this morning, USA time, in Iran, say that there were 50 deaths in Iran. Immediately, the government of Iran came out and said, no, that's not true. There aren't 50 deaths. There are only, I think, what did they say, 12 or something in that range. Well, the local lawmaker knows more than the central government. He knows, and by the way, this confirms what I had said actually on your show yesterday. I had confirmed that there were or rumors of 20 confirmed deaths in a hospital there.
Well,
now,
let me just say, I mean, I talked to somebody who is actually in real operations in the CIA, not just some bureaucrat pencil pusher. And they said, look, it's really hitting Iran bad, and it's really bad in Europe.
Yep.
And that's the intel they're getting from sources in Europe is, no, this thing's really deadly. In fact, I probably should have announced that at the start of the show. But
here's how to do the math on this. If you think that the death rate is 2%, which is what the WHO is telling us, then 50 deaths in Iran would equate to like 2,500 infected people. But that's 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, because it takes 2 to 3 weeks to die. So in other words, Iran had, let's say, 2,500 infections 2 weeks ago. And since it's doubling every week, Iran has about 10,000 infections right now, today. Okay, that's how you really work the math on this. And if Iran has 10,000 infections, it's already all over the Middle East. It's spreading to nearby nations. It just hasn't been diagnosed yet. And I think a similar situation, though not as severe, is happening in America. I keep hammering this. There's going to be a day when the CDC comes out and says, well, we have to admit it. We've got 100 infections in Seattle or 100 infections in Honolulu, whatever the city might be. When that day comes, when they can no longer cover it up, it's already weeks too late, because by that time you've got infected people, asymptomatic carriers who have spread it to thousands of other people. Remember this one woman who went to church in South Korea, spread it to, what, 600 people or something.
And that's
in that
just
range.
Because they have more of a free reporting system there. So does Italy. It's not communist China. So the news got out. So clearly,
right.
It's super communicable, spreads really easy, and has a higher kill rate. Now, do you think the Lancet study that was at, what, 15% or so death rate, is that accurate? Or do we have any numbers to give us an idea?
Well, my best take right now is that if you get good medical care, if you're among the first to be infected, your death rate might only be 2 or 3% because you're getting good hospital care, intravenous fluids, antiviral drugs, things that work. But if you're in a situation where the hospitals are overrun, then the death rate skyrockets to 15 to 17%. That's my best guess currently based on the information. It's subject to change. But you see, we only have about 250,000 free hospital beds in the United States across the whole country, and almost none of those are isolation beds. So they can't really be used for this. The number of isolation beds is so small that even Travis Air Force Base has already run out of isolation units.
I want
there
to talk about how bad the current evidence shows it mathematically could be, but let's just back up for a minute. Why would the UN, I know I keep repeating the same thing, I got thousands of news things to cover, literally, but I want to go back to this. Why would the UN and all these governments praise China shooting women at the head and put welding people into their homes and burning bodies and mobile cremation vans? And then Trump goes, maybe 3 weeks ago, we should block flights from China. And they go, how dare you, you xenophobe demon, the head of the UN says. So that's what you were saying even earlier. They're incubating in China and then sending it here to attack us. Why the hell would the UN and China lockstep say, you better take our people. What the hell is going on here? That's pretty obvious, like 12 monkeys where the dude's trying to get on an airplane with a bioweapon.
Absolutely. I'm glad you raised this point because I wanted to address it anyway. The WHO is a front for communist China. The WHO has been infiltrated and taken over by the communists. And the WHO is covering for China. They sent a mission of people there to investigate China. And all they came out with was positive stories about what a great job China is doing. China is covering this up, and they have been from the very beginning. They've placed the world health at risk because of their inability to tell the truth about what was happening domestically. And by the way, now, on any given day in China, get this, if you're a citizen in China, last week, you were at gunpoint, marched home, and welded shut in your apartment building and told you can't leave. Today, you're marched at gunpoint back to the factory, to told you have to work to keep the economy running. Hey, tomorrow, you might be marched back home at gunpoint. I mean, it's just military control, gunpoint, mandatory, everything. And it's insane. There's no consistent policy. There's no truth-telling. And the WHO is covering that up. And the WHO, in my opinion, is involved in criminal negligence over this. Those people should be arrested in the world court for covering this up and placing the entire world at risk. It's that bad. The WHO is a criminal organization, in my opinion, in their handling of this situation. And they're lying to everybody.
Let's talk about this, and then hopefully you can do a couple more segments. And then we've got Joel Skousen of World of First Brief joining us. Yes, obviously, we sell high-quality, swearable food. But to me, it's a big story, just like DrudgeReport.com is linked to the article and the video from InfoWars about the store shelves in Italy being empty, in northern Italy, and martial law. The fact that government's been buying up all the storable food except from our company, literally, that's why I went and got the best, folks. That's why we're still operating. That's our strategic plan, is to bring you the best. Plus, it works for us to have who's got the best ratings and has the food on hand to actually get it to you. You know, win-win, not fly by night. We want a long-term relationship with you. We want a pro-human future. But it's huge to me to know that government and corporations has been buying up all the storable food for 5 weeks, and it's all basically gone. And now even some store shelves in the U.S. around military bases, we've confirmed, are empty with the military buying it up. So they know something big's coming. That, to me, is a big bellwether.
Well, it's huge, and it's going to be more than just the food. It's going to be the medicine, the vitamin C, of course. Most vitamin C is produced in China, and vitamin C intravenous therapy is already showing promise. That may be the cure for this, is to go to a clinic, get intravenous vitamin C. Most people are deficient in vitamin C every day, but again, most of it comes out of China. Most of it's actually GMO, not that that's relevant in this life-saving situation. But, you know,
by the way, I'm not a big medical type guy, but I have gotten intravenous vitamin C to detoxify myself. I did it a few years ago. Amazing. Yep. People should find reputable places, and you really should do it.
Well, yeah, and also we're about to publish a story about a Chinese herbal formula from Chinese medicine that's being used by a hospital in Beijing, having great success from the world of Chinese medicine. We've talked about certain spices and herbs and nutrients that are very potent antivirals. I mean, elderberry extract is one that everybody knows about, or they should. Dandelion root is antiviral, okay? There are antivirals all over the natural world. People should be thinking, along with food, yeah, you got to eat, but you might want to start getting some of this natural medicine.
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, let's talk briefly about what's known to boost immune systems out there with Mike Adams. Then we'll talk about what's coming next. If this is as bad as it looks like it may be, what will the U.S. look like in a month? When does it peak in China? When does it peak here? Mike Adams is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Second hour coming up. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I don't feel guilty being pre-positioned for what you see happening right now. Even mainstream media asks me, how is Jones pre-positioned for these crises? Well, I mean, I've got an instant access shotgun safe right by my bed in every bedroom I sleep in. Sometimes I wake my wife up snoring. I've got a gun safe in each room right there. And I'm not living in fear. I'm actually living the opposite. You break in my house, you're dead. I'm pre-positioned. And of course, I want to have a food sponsor that's high quality and delivers and people like, because I want you to like it. Just like I want to like it. I want to steer you in a good direction. If you asked me, if you were new in town, hey, what's a great steakhouse? I'd tell you the good steakhouse, because I want you to steer me right too. That's just common sense. But I'll tell you selfishly, for myself and my family, I want to know, because Mike Adams is one of the top expert herbologists. His wife's an expert in it. He's a top publisher in it. What I can do to dose myself. I'm already doing the iodine. I'm already doing the DNA Force, the CoQ10, the PQQ, all that. I give my children elderberry. I'm already getting a lot of vitamin C. I like to eat orange peel when I eat an orange. What else can I do? What else can folks do to boost their immunity out there?
Well, there are just a huge number of things. Look at these exotic spices, for example, curries, and they contain curcumin, which is one of the phytochemicals found in turmeric root. This is, if you look at the research out there, it's very clear that this can help. I mean, I got to be careful from a regulatory point of view what I can say on your show, but
you can't tell folks that you need oxygen to live or you need water to live or that turmeric's great.
Yeah. It's insane, but I'm about to publish a story probably tomorrow that shows there's a chart of research they looked at after the SARS pandemic or epidemic a few years ago. They looked at all the functional foods. This is research out of China and Taiwan. All the functional foods and which molecules had the biggest effect at preventing the biological activity of SARS virus, which is a coronavirus back then. And it's very clear. I mean, there's a chart. You can see which foods worked and which foods didn't work. And basically the foods that worked are really these pungent exotic spices. So you talk about like Lebanese food and Indian food and Afghan food, you know, Middle Eastern food is loaded with these spices. And if you know, really the people in the Middle East, if they would stick to their ethnic food, they would really have more resistance from this. But when they're eating the Western diet, when you start eating processed carbohydrates and high fructose corn syrup and just white bread and all this garbage that people live on in America for the most part, and now it's exported to the Philippines and Taiwan and South America and everywhere, it's insane. I remember when I lived in South America, the people in Ecuador, they loved to eat American processed foods, and the grocery stores were being taken over by processed American foods. That was insane. I told them, eat your local food, your local cuisine, because that's what has kept you healthy this entire time. Now, of course, obesity and heart disease and diabetes is skyrocketing, and those are co-factors with this coronavirus epidemic. If you already have heart disease or already have respiratory disease or low vitamin D, you have maybe tuberculosis, you have respiratory problems, you are far more likely to die. So it's about having overall health, and you can achieve that through food and through just fresh herbs and fruits and vegetables and supplements and superfoods. It's really incredibly easy to achieve a much higher state of health. But Alex, it's not that, I think anybody can get prepared to survive this from a health point of view. The real question is, can we survive the economic collapse?
Stay there. That was my next question. Our final segment with Mike Adams is, any way you slice it, it's a man-made virus. That's incredible. Okay, we're vindicated. So what? Who cares about being vindicated if your kids get sick or you die or you know, things like that happen? So, yeah, why the giant response? Who's it really aimed at? The media is celebrating it might hurt our economy and hurt Trump. How do they get away with that? That, you know, we know they're discredited, but they've trained us to just do the most hateful, destructive things, and then they never get in trouble. I mean, if I was on air saying I want the American economy to tank and I think this country sucks, I would expect to be off air because no one would be listening. But instead, they just force shovel this at us. And then a minority of people, I got to say it, mainly weirdo white people, that's what's at Bernie rallies, buy into it. And boy, that's another story on Infowars.com we haven't even gotten to, how the Bernie people attacked us yesterday.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Knowledge is knowing how to fix a carburetor, or how to roof a house, or how to kick somebody's ass. But what is wisdom? Wisdom is when you can look at thousands of points of data and have enough experience and enough connection to God. That's really what it is, discernment, to then know through the fog, like radar, what's happening. And so I could go over 1,000 points. I know you're all seeing it as well. 1,000,000 points. It's indescribable. Gut level. It's really just subconscious level, hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious brain. There's a spirit riding in that cockpit as well. That's the deep interface. This is the big move, 2020. The move on the economy, the move on nationalists, the move for a police state crackdown, which, again, not what the left says. The average cop is bad. Ending due process, martial law, that's a police state. And the globalists want that, and the left wants that. We went to a Bernie rally yesterday, and I had women come up and say, hug, and then hit me, but from up close. They've been trained to do it down low, and then they'd elbow me. And they'd come in and say, oh, my, you know, your security's assaulting me. And then I left, and Owen was put in the free speech area, 200 yards away. The police were nice, but they said, hey, go over there. They all came over and attacked Owen and split one of the security guys, who's a great guy, lives here in the U.S. now. He's in the Austrian military and a patriot. Split in between the eyes, three stitches, and we're just attacking everyone and trying to hit Owen. And he got some of those little punches in, and they go, hug, hug, hug. And there's video of this on Infowars.com. Paul Watson wrote about it, so to nationalfile.com. When they get in close and they start elbowing you, they start kneeing you, they start spitting on you, and they usually, and I'm not doing this to be funny, folks, the men walk over and they go, and then they'll start saying, I like kids, I like kids, I like kids. And there's a lot of videos when they try to lick me. And that can be in New York, I can be in Austin. And they come over and they say, I want the children, I like children. And you think, oh, that's just a few of the nutcases. No, 90% of them look like they escaped from a mental institution. So that footage is coming up next segment. We had to beep it. You know, it sounds like beep, 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 because that's also all they do is cuss. But giant fat women who never worked a day in their life screaming they want to live in Venezuela. The reason I raised that, Mike Adams, you talk about, hey, the virus killing you is not the issue on average if you're healthy. It's the hysteria and what's already hit Europe and whatever governments are doing, whether it's totally real or hyped up, we know it's man-made, is the cultural time bomb. Because to watch probably 20, 30,000 people, you know, it wasn't as big as our gun rally in Virginia, but it was big, pour out of the sewers like roaches pouring out. And I'm not being mean here, but everybody wants to make things racial. They were almost all white people that looked like they'd escaped from a mental institution and some Hispanics who acted like they'd escaped from mental institutions. And I'm like, and they're all like, we're going to kill you. Yes, we're taking over. But forget Undercover Veritas. We have video where I'm like, do you want to kill us? Yes, I'm going to kill you. Women, big fat women that couldn't fight their way. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I could take on 200 of them. To give them swords, give me a sword. I mean, they were a joke, okay? And I didn't feel powerful seeing how dehumanized they were. It was actually a frightening horde of people that acted and looked like zombies. What the hell is going on, Mike Adams?
Well, you bring up a really important point, the mental health collision with the coronavirus pandemic and the quarantines. I saw a haunting video last night. You probably won't be able to find this easily. It was in Chinese, and it was just a video filmed in Wuhan of all the apartment buildings at night in the background, and the screams, the haunting, blood-curdling screams from people, the mental anguish.
I want to see this. Will you send this to us?
I will. Yeah, we've got the link, but it's in Chinese. But it's like a scene out of the horrors of hell. It's like a hellscape from a dystopian sci-fi movie. It's unreal, and it made me fearful for what this is going to do to mental health as this spreads from city to city to city. And you just nailed it. When you take these deranged, lunatic, violent leftists who are already mentally ill, I mean, they're already gone. And you add a quarantine to that, what's going to happen to their state of mental health? What are they then willing to do in terms of violence or looting or murder or killing or rape or pedophilia or all the things that they do almost on everyday basis anyway? Add the coronavirus to that, you start looking at the downfall of society. And the thing is, it's easy to see where this is going if you just do the math. For example, yesterday, Mad Mike Hughes, the flat earth rocket builder guy, you know, he died yesterday. Sadly, I always admire people who are inventors, who are willing to build things and think big. I mean, I think he's wrong about his conclusions, but he's willing to do something. I admire that in people. He died because at launch, the parachute came off of his rocket. Now, for the next minute of flight, everything would have seemed fine. you feel weightless after the acceleration's over. You're on a parabolic drift back down to the earth, you know, and there's no problem until you impact the ground and then you're dead. Well, this is where we are with the coronavirus. The parachute's gone. This is out of containment. We are now on a rocket ship where the economy is going to crash and burn. Anybody can see it if you can do the math. But most people are just saying, well, I don't feel any problems yet. Feels weightless. Everything's fine here. It's because they're just not thinking ahead 2 months or 3 months. I think the one thing that sets us apart, Alex, and why we are preppers and why your audience is preppers is because we can think ahead. You know, the average leftist out there doesn't think about, oh, what would happen if we elect Bernie Sanders? What would happen if we have communism? They can't plan ahead at all. They live in the now and they don't have any cerebral cortex.
And their domestication, their softness, their weakness is like a shield. I mean, I know I'm soft compared to my, you know, say my dad's dad, who was, you know, farmer, could do everything. That's why hearing Bloomberg make fun of farmers, like, you have any idea what farmers do? Electricity and digging wells and fixing things and birthing calves and, you know, working when you're sick and baling the hay. I mean, it was just like, you just stick a seed in the ground. Compared to those type of folks and people I still know in my family that are farmers that have a job in town at the power plant and still run a farm and still run cattle to pay all the bills. And then I hear him talking crap about and then I compare that to those Bernie people. I didn't feel powerful seeing the Bernie people looking like a bunch of brain dead slobs. It made me feel weak that we've allowed ourselves to fall to this level.
You feel sad for humanity, but you also realize that when those unprepared people panic,
they turn into incredibly dangerous locust.
Absolutely. Oh, hey, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. They are like human locusts at that point. Just going across the city, stripping everything bare, raiding your home, looting, pillaging, everything they can do. Because they did not prepare, because they were never informed, the media lied to them.
And they believe they're supposed to get everything free.
Well, of course. Of course. Alex, you're wrong for preparing. You've hoarded supplies that belong to the community. Don't you know that? How dare you? You think you're special? Why did you take their stuff?
Because I have epigenetic instincts to be prepared like my forebears did as not even a leader, just a competent person would do that because we're competent, we're bad.
Well, that's it. I'm done with the show, Alex. I'm not going to be on with people who take other people's stuff in advance. That's it. That's the end of it. No more preparing. It's so horrible. It's so bad. Bernie Sanders for president.
Exactly. Mike Adams, you're going to be co-hosting the show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Alan Keyes. I'm going to be popping in live from CPAC with breaking news. I'm almost not going to go to CPAC, but we already worked with some folks to get some really big ballrooms and have some big events. And it's important for free speech to get the president's attention. But this is all coronavirus now, obviously, with the economy and the rest of it. But I'm going to feel really good knowing that you're going to be here co-hosting the first hour and a half of the show. Then your colleague, who you helped bring on air again, and good job doing that, Alan Keyes, who hosts over at brightdeon.com, your great independent media site, he'll be hosting the second half, and then we'll have the
Francis
fourth hour
Boyle
host.
On Wednesday. Francis Boyle on Wednesday, I'll be interviewing him in the second hour.
And he's got big news, but he's so dedicated to his students, I'm not saying he's wrong. In this crisis, I'd say, hey, students, here's your you know, the props coming in, or one of the other students is going to teach the next 2 days. But he's dedicated. He's committed to it. He's not like these other professors that mail it in. So he'll be with you Wednesday at 11:30. All right, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll keep tracking every angle of this. We'll show you the big Bernie minion, Bernie bro attacks yesterday. When we come back, if you're a radio listener, you're blessed. You don't have to look at these people.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, got a big announcement here to make, and then we're going to get into the frothing viciousness of Bernie Sanders supporters and just how devastated they look. Everyone knows what a mental patient looks like. There's an archetypal bozo hair, crazy, gibbering, making weird faces, violent. It was frightening and really depressing. And I'm going to just be honest. I'm a tough guy. At least I think I am. I had nightmares last night about the Bernie people. because there were little sick knots of young college students who were all professional managing the mental patients. And you could see the looks in their eyes like they knew they were part of a scum operation, that they were hurting a bunch of lunatics. So I'm going to get to it in a minute. I'm freaked out. You've got to go to a Bernie event. You got to smell it. You got to see it. A large percentage of them had pissed their pants. That's a thing in these weird leftist things, is they like to crap on themselves and stuff. I mean, it was disgusting, man. There were adults wearing diapers. I don't mean old people that had medical problems. You just can't describe it. And I kept being like, I'm smelling crap. And I was like, these people that are crapping themselves. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Sorry. So, and I'm not like some germaphobe country club goody two-shoes person. I mean, I can go in a gas station bathroom if I need to and not give a crap. You know what I mean? But this is like gas station bathroom to the two or three levels up. There's like a spiritual gas station bathroom. And the vacantness and the mental illness. And it was just like, because you see a mentally ill person, it's disturbing in the grocery store line. Imagine being surrounded by 25,000 of them that want to kill you. Just briefly, you heard Mike Adams. He said, wait till the general public figures out what's happening with coronavirus and tries to buy food, it'll all be gone. That's what happened. I just talked to my Patriot Supply. That's why they're up to 4 weeks now to deliver. They said, fine, you can tell your audience 3 weeks for another hour or so, and that's coming up here in a minute, but 3 to 4 weeks to get it. InfoWarsStore.com, they run the whole system. They've got it. They've still got food. Get yours in today, and it supports the InfoWar. With all this craziness, it's time to have storable food. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this report. It's on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener and dare to look at these goblins. But journalist attacked by violent Bernie bros in Austin, Texas. Paul Joseph Watson, here's the video.
What's going on?
What? Bernie Sanders is going to let the Democrats steal the election from him again. Tommy. Wilco's doing it again. Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election in 2016.
The guy reached over and punched him in the head. We're going to find that guy.
Bernie
legally.
Sanders allowed the Democrats to steal the election from him in 2016, and he's going to let the Democrats steal the election from him again. Bernie Sanders is a fraud. When Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election from him in 2016, he said nothing. Bernie Sanders is a fraud.
Now, again, we've been inside their groups for hours, but the police told us, okay, he's getting ready to be here. I left you to the show. They said, go back behind there. It's a free speech zone. So he's 200 yards away from even the event, and they come to attack him, and it's about to start. And they had American flags up and Texas flags. They go, he's not a communist.
He's going to let the Democrats
now, here they come. These goblins attack.
Bernie Sanders let Hillary Clinton win the election.
I can't hear you.
Bernie Sanders let Hillary Clinton steal the election from him. Bernie Sanders is going to let Michael Bloomberg steal the election.
Security saying, if you're going to protest, stay back there, which we were. But even to their own minions, now they link arms and attack. They start grabbing you, hugging you, humping you. That woman's breath was reportedly horrible. The poor security guys. They're all a bunch of army vets. Poor guys got to put up with this. That guy did a left hook over and punched the security guy right in the, between the eyes. I mean, I'll give it to him. The big guy comes over and just punches the security guy right in the face. But we didn't do anything. Now you see the security guy blood pouring out of his face. But that's who these commies are, folks.
Another radical communist Bernie supporter. Look at how crazy you guys are. Look at how crazy you are. Look at how crazy these people are. Look at the radical commies out here.
She wants to love.
This guy starts licking.
Why don't you love your mother?
Saying weird stuff.
Bernie Sanders is a fraud.
I mean, if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this.
What's
they
going
all
on?
Are like archetypal. If you wanted to make a movie about mental patients, you would just go to a Bernie rally and just every person would be perfect. This is a poor security guy with his face spoiled and just still doing his job.
It's against the law. It's against the law. What law? Can you cite the section?
And there's the guy that punched the guy in the face because they didn't know exactly what happened. They just need to make a big deal about it. We didn't know he was bleeding for about a minute.
Now,
this is when the goblin women attack. Now a bunch of fat goblin women who should go spend a month in Venezuela and they'd lose some weight. No food there. Here come our world rulers, the goblins.
Look at every communist country.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
And they go hug, and they start squeezing you and hitting you.
Shut up!
Hug!
They go, oh, let's hug them. Watch the hugging starts. Then they go, don't assault me.
Bernie Sanders let the Democrats steal the election in 2016. And they're going to steal it from him again.
Come on. Go! Go the f*** away.
Don't touch me.
Don't get close to me, motherfucker. You're not close to me, really?
So she runs over, bounces her 300 pounds into him. She's about 5 feet tall, 300 pounds.
Off.
And then just starts attacking. Kneeing, elbowing.
Back the f*** up.
So that's how America works now. People that can't even wipe their ass get to just physically attack whoever they want, led by a big, fat, dirty commie. So that's what America's turned into. That's what it is. And we were restrained because we're not violent, dirty communists. But let me tell you dirty communists, you get your physical war going, ha! You're not going to last 10 seconds, you big, fat dumbasses.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
We are back live. Joel Skousen came on very short notice, worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com. He is a former Marine Corps Naval Aviator and officer, and he's a best-selling author, and he's renowned as the top guy for secure homes and, of course, for secure locations, and has several books on that subject. We sell one of them, Strategic Relocation book, and a film that we put together with him. We should shoot a new one and update it. He's been too busy to come do it, so have I, but we need to get that done. But I wanted to get him on because I do read the World Affairs Brief when I get time to do it. But I just like to get him on and hear what he has to say live on air about what's really behind this. Because gut level, it's something big, but is the virus really as deadly as they're saying? Or is it just hype? Or is it a world government drill? Is Xi Jinping using it to attack the West and save face over Taiwan and the fact that he lost the trade war? And why is the UN praising China for shooting people dead at checkpoints, but then saying weeks ago, we're bad for stopping flights? What's really behind it? Well, now the stock market's down 1,000 points. Now they're talking about Italy, martial law in the north. Anyway you cut this, it's big. So let's talk to Joel Skousen and see what he thinks is really going on. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Well, always a pleasure, Alex. My personal opinion after studying this is that this is backlash to China for purposely developing a weaponized coronavirus. That doesn't mean that it was in an ultimate weaponized form. but clearly they were working on it. I believe the Lancet article that said, you know, they didn't have good control over disposal of gloves and other things in their weapons lab. And there's a big scavenger community in China that probably scavenged all these gloves, sold them to the fish market or the meat market there. And that's where it started to spread. But it's very clear from the General Haoping article of a couple of decades ago that they were planning on using chemical weapons to depopulate America. As I've long said, even with their nuclear preemptive strike on military targets, they don't want to hit cities per se. They want to blackmail the West into submission so that they can take the land, have the economy, have the granaries and the other things which the U.S. provides without destroying the infrastructure.
That's right. But communists always want to exploit and take over a country. They don't want to destroy it. They're consummate thieves. They want it.
That's right. And so, you know, my first impression when I read that about China, you know, going to really use biological weapons against the U.S., I thought, you know, I don't think God's going to allow this. And it's my personal opinion that this is backlash, that this was allowed to leak out. It's a way for China to pay a heavy price for the development of these biological
weapons. Let's be clear, not a race-specific bioweapon or not something released by the U.S. God did this.
Yeah, I think that the allowance of the release of it was to stop China. It's an instruct to make China pay a huge price. And this is going to have a heavy price. Right now, everything is really closing down in China.
It's ending the Chinese century. It's ending the Chinese century.
Yeah, now whether or not the actual Communist Party will be overthrown, I have my doubts. They have so much power and so many, you know, they control all the police, all the law enforcement things. It's very difficult for people to rebel and overthrow the communists without any weapons. But still, it's going to set back their agenda, including their military agenda, for a long time if this really continues to spread. Now, already we're seeing, and that's why the stock market is down 1,000 points, we're seeing shortage of supplies. Right now, everything from Walmart is coming out of warehouses. They're not getting replaced from China. And so we're going to see, I think, a major disruption in the automobile industry because of so many Chinese parts. And this is a good thing, Alex, because it's going to break the dependency that the U.S. has unwittingly built upon Chinese products, including our military-industrial complex. And they're going to have to find other sources now. And so I think this is a real blessing in disguise, even if it doesn't end up spreading to the rest of the world completely. Now, it is spreading rapidly in Iran and in Italy, as you have said. In South Korea, especially, which is an economic powerhouse, it's a manufacturing powerhouse for the United States. That industry is going to start shutting down pretty soon, too, if this continues to spread.
Looking at this gut level, which, again, is just a gestalt of all the information we have, do you think it's going to have the effect of wounding the nation-state economies, as the left has been hoping, as Bill Maher a year ago, MSNBC this week, last week, they're openly saying, we hope this hurts Trump. Separate from will it hurt the economy is, how are they on TV rooting for a bad economy? Are they tone deaf, or I guess their audience, is that stupid? How do you say things like this?
Well, you know, I've always predicted that the establishment was going to try to pull down the economy, not in a collapse, because that never happens without a destructive war, but at least a stock market, fall, a burst of the bubble, et cetera, to demean Trump prior to the election, because the economy is the strongest point that Trump's got to run on, and it's very difficult for the
Democrats. And you've been predicting that for the last year, that if they failed with impeachment coming up, that they would do that, and so now here we are.
Yes, but I don't in December, when we had this big bank reserve problem where they weren't going to meet their minimum reserves at the end of the year and be subject to millions of dollars of penalties, the Fed came in and bailed them out with $500 billion, direct bailout to the banks, as big as TARP was ostensibly supposed to be, you know, the $800 billion, but they did it. And what that told me, and that's why I revised my prediction to say, I think the bubble is so big and so dangerous, they don't dare pull the plug on the economy, even at the expense of, not being able to hit Trump on the economy because of the danger of the bubble bursting.
No, I agree. And Trump's gone along with the bubble. And I'm not for bubbles, but once you're in one this big, if there's not some, there's no exit strategy now, is there? I mean, this is just going to, this is insane.
They've got to continue to keep this bubble inflated. And the Fed has incredible power to do that. If you remember, the TARP bailout was supposed to be $800 million or billion dollars. In fact, we know now that it was $16 trillion.
That's right.
Now, when you float $16 trillion in the market, and when you're talking about $100 billion a day in the repo market that the Fed is helping to fund, and it's not having a major effect in inflation, that tells us that the actual dollar market, the pool of dollars, is much, much bigger than we have ever imagined. The proof of that is when you float $16 trillion and it doesn't have an effect on inflation, internationally or otherwise, it means that the pool is much bigger.
How are they able to escape the Zimbabwe model? Just global coordination? Or
no, it's because of the size of the pool. In other words, ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement, that was part of the purpose of backing it with gold, was to get the rest of the world to accept dollars in reserve because it was.
And we know the
currency.
CIA then flooded the world with counterfeit dollars, I guess, to make it the reserve to make sure it was everywhere.
That's right. And they've been doing that for years. It's like the pallet fulls of $100 bills that went to Iraq, the pallet fulls that went to to Russia, for example, to fall of the Soviet Union. And those things flooded Europe. There were $50 billion that came out of the mattresses in Argentina when the banking system shut down in the year 2000. $50 billion. And every country, people are stockpiling dollars. And that's why the Fed has almost unlimited ability to float new money without it showing up as inflation. Because Zimbabwe, you have a tiny country.
No, I mean, I agree with you. And that's why people go, oh, the dollar's about to go down and all this. No. If you want about sinisterly making sure the global fiat system's under your control, these master planners have done it. And it seems like Trump knows that in a way has hijacked it, or is he not in control of the Fed now?
No, he's not in control of the Fed. They're very, very independent from him. He doesn't understand a lot about economics, and neither does Kudlow, his economic advisor. You know, everybody who I've talked about and read about in economic matters takes the official government statistics to tell whether or not inflation is high.
Stay there,
or low,
Joel Skousen. By the way, Joel Skousen's uncle was like a high-level FBI guy, ran a whole major division, and he was the guy that pioneered almost 65 years ago the whole blueprint we have to even begin the fight against this. So when he's telling you about the economy, the shadow government, his family's been right at the heart of that from the beginning, so he knows what he's talking about. We're not just saying we have the answers. We do have the answers. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, is with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 94% of Fortune 1000 companies are seeing coronavirus supply chain disruptions, Fortune reports. I'm going to cover that next hour. Open the phones up. And Nick Fuentes, who's being banned off the internet, is also going to be popping in. He's running his own counter event to CPAC where he's been restricted. I'm going to be at CPAC tomorrow through Friday through Saturday to point out the attacks on free speech and Trump's biggest failing. I'm going to put on an event. I'm the main speaker at an event. National Files putting on an event at the Omni that holds 1,000 people. It's going to be free, but you have to RSVP at nationalfile.com to point out that the First Amendment's in crisis and it's an emergency free speech summit. But I'm going to also be there talking about the situation with the coronavirus. And we have Mike Adams and Alan Keyes co-hosting throughout the next 4 days, but I'll also be on the show. And we're going to be hosting a lot of the time from the War Room also in the afternoon and doing special reports. You'll find it at band.video and infowars.com. And it's only you that have put us in the field. Now, listen, everybody knows I've been selling storable food for 25 years, and I believe in it. But it's just like I got a gun safe 15 feet away from me, okay? And I like shooting 50 caliber Barretts. I don't have those in case, you know, communists have an armored vehicle and come down the road, but if they ever did, we've got an armored vehicle ready, but just having fun, folks. The point is that we've got a lot of guns here. And they're just like I got a bunch of tools, screwdrivers and air compressors and everything else. And I've got at my house, you know, 3 years of food for my family. I buy at Christmas for family, half-year food supplies. And they're like, wow, we take this camping with us. It's really great. Family tells me, I got some food here. You bought us 15 years ago, and it's still good. Because even if family won't do the right thing, I'll do it for them because it's common sense. The Bible tells us to prepare. You can go back to the stories in the Bible where they tell the Pharaoh, you know, you better save an extra 7 years of things because 7 years is coming when you're going to have that famine. It's common sense. You don't want to be hand to mouth like a welfare check Bernie people. So InfoWarsStore.com, My Patriot Supply powers InfoWarsStore.com. It's their store, that area. So you order from us, you're ordering from them. You get the best prices, go right to the head of the line. You don't go ahead of the line. You go right to where you're at the line. They have the food, but they're now out to 4 weeks to guarantee your delivery. It's really about 3 weeks or so, but they want to add a cushion in there. But it may be 5 weeks tomorrow. I mean, that wasn't a gimmick when I was like, hey, it's 7 days, and hey, it's 10 days, and hey, it's 14 days. Everybody else is basically sold out or selling old crap. They're not. It's fresh. It's good. But that, to me, is an indicator of how unprepared people are. And now the general public's getting scared of the virus. So some of them are starting to buy. In fact, I was talking to the owner, and the orders we're seeing, the order they're seeing, is all new customers, basically, 95%. So people are finding out nobody else has food. They're coming to InfoWarsStore.com, which, again, I'm not proud. It's what we do. We're pre-positioned with the intel to be ready. And we try to be as ready as we can. But for me, I go to that Bernie rally yesterday, and I don't say this for effect. I don't have a lot of nightmares. But I went to that Bernie rally last night with 20,000, 30,000 people at it. And they all looked like they'd escaped from a mental institution. They all had green teeth. They all had, a lot of them had piss running down their legs. And they were almost all white and Hispanic. And I'm just saying an ethnic thing here. It was very, very frightening. Lots of footage of my bald spot for you. Not that I care, but my God. And we stayed outside the perimeter. As the police said, they still came and attacked us and bloodied one of our security people, and the police did nothing. And it's just, yeah, that woman attacked me right there for no reason. She came over and elbowed me in the side and laughed about it. So if society breaks down from an economic collapse, whenever it comes, or an asteroid or a war, we're not the moral people we were in the 1920s comparatively. And the models I've looked at show the complete breakdown of civilization. That's something Joel Skousen's a real expert on. I'd like to, if you can do it, I know you're a busy man, building secure homes all over the world and consulting people in Europe. But I'll pay for the gas and the hotel and to get you. I know you don't care about the money, but flying your own private jet, you know, I know you pilot yourself, famously crashed and survived. Please come here and host for a day without me even, I mean, I'll be here, but put up graphs and the best strategic reload, because we need to all start. I've been honest with the audience. My family helped found Texas. People ask, why do you live in Austin? Well, my mom's family's from here. My dad's family's from East Texas. We've been here. It's turned into the rear end of California as it dumps out. I don't mean to be gross, but that's literally what it is. I need to evacuate here. And so I've really got to just start the new plan within 2 to 3 years to move myself and whoever wants to go with the crew in an exodus out of here to dig in for what's coming. Because I see Trump is a speed hump to the globalist, but the evil, the degradation, the degeneracy, the fallenness of the people. And I don't say that for some power position. It makes me feel like a worm that other people are so much weaker than I am. I just morally, this wave of Satanism, I don't see how it can be defeated before God comes back.
No, I agree. This is the biggest threat that we face, is the new millennials are mostly socialists being promoted by our public schools and by the universities. And they're, you know, imbued with anti-Trump hysteria. And this is going to get very, very bad. It's very interesting talking about Bernie and his lead now after the Nevada caucus, is that the establishment is really pushing hard now to boost Biden in South Carolina and for Super Tuesday. They've got to simply keep leveling out Sanders to keep him from getting to a majority position. And this is their strategy to make sure that there's a brokered convention in July for the Democrats so that nobody has a majority. You know, they would still like Hillary Clinton to come in as a white knight, you know, to save the Democratic Party and unite it. It may or may not work but I'll tell you, if Bernie Sanders wins the nomination, he's not going to beat Trump. The even middle class Democrats are not.
No, ready, I agree. But his followers then say they're going to burn America.
Well, you know, yeah,
but no, it looks like they don't know how to strike a book of matches. Thank God.
Yeah, I don't believe in the social or the Civil War scenario that's being touted about. The establishment's way more in control. And, you know, it would be very difficult to run that. But it's very important what you were saying about stored food. The reason why these food companies are short now is because during the Trump administration, I mean, this emergency essentials went out of business and had to be rebought out. And NitroPack, the biggest of the food storage, you know, went down and had to be refinanced, et cetera. I mean, everybody's supplies were very, very low because nobody's been buying. And that's why your people are talking about all new customers, because the old survivalist body basically said Trump's going to save us. And that was a big mistake on their part. So this is really good for America that they're being concerned about the coronavirus so they get prepared. People have to be prepared to self-quarantine. They have to be prepared not to go to work. They've got to have a three-month supply of cash on hand. They've got to have fuel on hand because you don't want to be going to the store. You don't want to be having to
what
go
time,
out
I never ask you this. What type of firearm do you like best depending on where you're at? Like a 12-gauge shotgun and then say something like a M4?
Well, I have all types. I like a shotgun for certain positions. I mean, it's, you know, in terms of crowd control, that's the best thing. But I also like long-range rifles as well so that I don't have to let people get close.
What do you like, Remington 700? Are you running a full semi-auto or what do you got?
Well, I like the 742 semi-auto by Remington in a either a 308 or a you know, there's a longer range round, et cetera. But I also have 5.62 rifles, a variety of those. I like the 9mm. I like the 40 Smith & Wesson.
I'm about to say, I like the MP5 for even up to 100 yards. I can shoot bullseye all day with an MP5. Those things are like a laser beam out to 100 yards. They're so little.
Yes, they are. They're very, very good. So what I'm saying, though, is I don't think we're going to get to civil war, but I think we're going to have to be prepared for a major economic dislocation because of China. And if it gets to the United States in large numbers, people are going to have to self-quarantine. And I mean, don't go to church. You don't let your kids go to school, to public schools especially, where there isn't any
Oh, that's what I told my wife. She's like, well, there's even more food now? It's stacked up in the garage. And I said, yeah, there's a 10% chance this is as bad as they say. Get ready to stay in the house for a month at least. And she's like, okay. But, I mean, it is weird to have to have those conversations.
Yeah. I was talking to a Singapore doctor, and he said that, you know, the only hope on the horizon is that the viruses don't seem to proliferate as well in warmer weather and when the humidity rises. And he said that's how the SARS ended up dying out and the H1N1 died out, not because of any vaccines or any control mechanisms, but because the weather became hostile to transmission of the virus. But this coronavirus is as transmissible as the H1N1, which was though the H1N1 wasn't as deadly as SARS, it was far more transmissible, and so is this coronavirus. I don't think this is the full weaponized version, but it's enough to, I think, cause China to have real pause, because frankly, I have never been convinced that biological weapons can be contained to the country that is attacked. I think it
eventually
spreads
around the world.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't want to use them.
That's right. But countries, including the United States, are still developing bioweapons despite their claim that they have given them up. This is a lie. Everybody's doing it.
Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Let's do 5 more minutes with us ahead of our next guest. I want to ask you whatever you want to talk about for 5 minutes. I know you've always got really interesting things to say. I've got like 10 questions, but I want to see what else you want to get off your chest when we come back.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got 100 questions for Joel Skousen. He'll be back with us again soon, World Affairs Brief Editor. But in the 5 minutes we have left, what else is front and center? What's on your radar?
Well, one of the things I'm most concerned about is the direction of our military under these politically correct generals and admirals. For example, David H. Berger, new commandant of the Marine Corps, seems to be obsessed with getting more women into the Marine Corps in combat. He's obsessed with putting in special education, indoctrination of all Marines to be politically correct at a time.
Does he know that's designed to destroy the human military ahead of the machine takeover?
I think he's a globalist. I think he's a liberal. Nobody gets promoted to be general admiral unless they go through these command and staff colleges and the National War Colleges, where they're indoctrinated incessantly with Georgetown professors who are all globalists. And you don't get promoted unless you are a globalist. So it doesn't matter if he knows or not. He's in agreement with it. And that's what's most bothersome. But even worse of all, he's promoting the doctrine of more amphibious landings as a way to stop the Russian China from attacking the West.
Ridiculous. I mean,
can you imagine the stupidity of that? With thousands of miles of coastland, you think that a few brigades of Marines doing amphibious landings on the coast of China or the eastern seaboard of Russia is going
to
happen?
Let's explain it. That's like the Poles trying to charge the German military in 1940 and being mowed down when they were on horseback. That is the most I didn't know he was proposing that. Obviously, you cut off supply lines, you use satellites, you use cyber war, you use missiles. He's saying land U.S. That is sabotage of the United. Excuse me. You're saying, as a former Marine Corps officer, he is proposing 1940 style amphibious assaults?
That's right. It's incredible. And he's talking about downsizing the Marine Corps. We need to downsize in order to be more, to be stronger and do more amphibious landings. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
God, why does he, again, I mean, why does he just say we need horse charges?
You know.
Cavalry.
But, you know, and then now the military has talked Trump into developing, and they've developed, Trump authorized it, a smaller nuclear weapon, and they're putting it on top of our missiles in the ballistic missile submarines. So that we supposedly now, I mean, we have manufactured.
Yeah, no, that's a Pentagon Russian doctrine from 10 years ago, that it's not nuclear war if it's small.
That's right. And that they say that we need to have smaller nuclear weapons to deter Russia from starting a nuclear war so that we don't engage them in a larger. I mean, this is just ludicrous in the first place.
Which is designed to make them move strategic weapons up, but not just strategic, to move up the smaller tactical nukes. That sounds like a perfect recipe to start a nuclear war.
Well, as Scott Ritter pointed out, a former U.S. Marine Corps officer who was a top weapons inspector for the United Nations, he says, this whole doctrine was not Russian and never has been Russian. It was manufactured in U.S. think tanks saying that the Russians believe this. And he says there's absolutely no evidence that they intend to use smaller tactical new weapons to do limited strikes in America.
But that was always the U.S. plan, famously, with the Davy Crockett, had the first tactical nukes in case the Russians tried to come into Germany or Western Europe. We had those in there in the 1950s and 1960s. Wait, they're teaching right now that the Russian strategic doctrine is tactical nukes?
That's correct.
Wow.
And this is misinformation to deter the public from believing in the preemptive strike doctrine that both Russia and China adhere to. Russia, the Pentagon has just released a report, by the way, that China's going to double its nuclear throw weight in nuclear weapons in the next 10 years. And this goes along with my prediction. The end of this decade is when we are most vulnerable for a Russian nuclear strike. And if they're not doubling their nuclear capacity because they intend to only use bioweapons or only use tactical nukes, they intend to do a preemptive nuclear strike on U.S. military bases.
And as you said, Joel, they're not doing tacticals. They're doing supersonic ICBMs.
That's right. With maneuvering warheads, they're going for the major first strike doctrine. And that's what we need to understand.
And our generals are telling Trump, no, they're going tactical. These men are globalist traitors. That's an unbelievable. Thank you, sir, so much. I had no idea it was that bad. Thank you. Engaged in quite a rant a few days ago when the major Israeli newspapers came out and called Nick Fuentes a white nationalist and was praising the fact that he was being deplatformed off the internet. Because Nick Fuentes, I wouldn't even call a white nationalist, but it's Israel that has race laws on if you're not Jewish, you can't date a Jewish person. Now, I'm not even against Israel's existence. I know the world's a sophisticated place. I know China's the most homogeneous place in the world. I mean, I understand that there's a lot of stuff going on in Israel. They can have the laws they want. And I agree that cultures should survive and enclaves of people should be protected. And I think that goes for Zulu tribe in Africa, and it goes for Jews, and it goes for people that aren't even a race but are a religion, say Catholic or Protestant. But I saw that, and Sacha Baron Cohen, of course, came out at the ADL and said, I'm anti-Semitic, learned elders of Zion. I don't even believe in learned elders of Zion, all this crap. Total defamation to shut me down. And to say, hey, that guy's Hitler, shut him up. Very, very dangerous. So he's got the Groyper movement, and he points out that Turning Point USA used to be anti-Trump and used to be Never Trumper. And if you're Never Trumper, you're like a lot of these guys. You get syndicated on radio and TV. You get left alone on YouTube and Facebook. In fact, you get boosted like Ben Shapiro. And then Ben Shapiro and all these guys perch up there like the lords of the earth when they never won a free market debate. In fact, if you go to their events, like Nick Fuentes does, to try to ask polite questions, you get drug out by your heels. But when they go to universities, people like Ben Shapiro and people oppose them, well, they say, you know, that, well, they have a right to free speech, but that the whole neocon movement has their right to free speech as well. So none of this is being done from a logical perspective. I mean, you have the Never Trumpers teamed up with the left to try to censor everybody so that when the world champion U.S. ice skating team from the 80s says they like President Trump, the left says they're all going to be destroyed and deplatformed. This is a pillage. The whole country and the whole system to the ground movement. It's really incredible that we've gotten to this point. So I decided when I heard all this last week to go ahead and pull the trigger and go to CPAC. I've never gone to CPAC, the biggest so-called Republican event every year. I don't try to be in D.C. or be in L.A. or be in New York. I try to, you know, be in Texas where I'm born and build something new. I don't need to go to CPAC to be anointed and be knighted into Ben Shapiro's, club with the gay whale Gorka. But when I heard that National File was going to have some big events, and we're sponsoring part of it, and when I heard that other folks were going, I said, you know, I'm going to go because they don't want me there. I'm going to be there. And, of course, I'm not making a big issue about it. I don't care. CPAC said, well, you can have a ticket, but you're not media. You're not going to be on Media Row. You could be there, but, you know, we decide you don't exist. They're the people that fought Trump. We got Trump elected. So I'm going just because they don't want me there, and then I'll have the big hotel down the street giving a big speech at the Omni where they used to have CPAC, and I'll be doing other events that are open and free to the public. Just RSVP to nationalfile.com. There's a link up on Infowars.com. Come to the Emergency First Amendment Summit featuring Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. That's a 1,000-person ballroom. I want to invite Nick Fuentes, because I've told the folks, I said, I'll come if you get Nick Fuentes. Yeah, we're talking to him, so hopefully he'll be coming. I am a sponsor of it. I'm not running it. We're going to have Gavin McInnes there, Emily Weaver, and so many others. So he joins us now for the next few segments to get beyond whether you are a Groyper or not. The fact is that Trump has failed to stand up against censorship, and the Justice Department announced last week they're not going to go after big tech for antitrust activity. So, yeah, I'm glad Hillary Clinton's not in. But, man, and I've got my own thing with our audience. We're fighting hard for America. But it's becoming a bitch slap in the face, like Trump's our pimp, that he won't stand up against big tech and the incredible crap they're up to. Nick Fuentes, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I got to ask a lot of questions, but tell me what you're planning. You've got your own event, I hear, at CPAC.
That's right. So on Friday, this Friday, we're going to be hosting an event called America First PAC, which is the same as CPAC Political Action Conference. And it's going to be Michelle Malkin, myself, and Scott Greer. And hopefully we're going to have an alternative, sort of like you guys are having, to CPAC for perhaps people that don't fit in line with the Never Trump mainstream conservatism that's at CPAC.
Well, a lot of people that don't have shows or who aren't popular, they think getting on a stage is like the magic event. I know folks that have shows that have big audiences, but they get scared in front of a group of 100 people. But the way that everybody acts about events and then who speaks at their event and then who that affiliates them with, I want to put on an event sometime that has like every crazy group, every mainline group at it to have a real just, hey, First Amendment event.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that's honestly, one of the biggest ways that they gatekeep now, the mainstream conservative establishment. And we saw this during the campus tour that happened with Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro during the Groyper Wars during the last fall semester for college students. You saw that somebody like Michelle Malkin was a perfect example. You know, here was somebody who is one of these legendary America First conservatives. She's been in the business for something like 25 years. And whether you like her or don't like her.
Israel, but she turns into an anti-Semite and is kicked out of her job.
Exactly right. Exactly right. For simply refusing to disavow me and the Groypers and other young America First conservatives, YAF fires her and tells her, you're not allowed to speak anymore. We will not host you at your events anymore. And so increasingly it's become difficult for America First, real outside dissident right wing types to organize anywhere. We can't book spaces. We can't get organizations to greenlight us. You'll have mobs of Antifa show up. So yeah, it's really
if anybody's wearing yellow stars in America, it's real America First conservatives.
That's exactly right. We're the only ones. We're the only ones where they're allowed to discriminate on social media. We're the only ones you're allowed to discriminate where you can't book a hotel for a conference. You can't book a space on a college campus for a speech. If you look at like
because
the legal
you represent,
or the de facto,
we represent true grassroots populism and what people want. The fact is we're selling what folks want and we're real. They can't handle that.
That's exactly it. That's the problem is we're becoming too much of a threat as people that are actually challenging what the establishment wants. And that's exactly it. You know, at the end of the day, people do want to hear what we have to say. That's why they have to do censorship. That's why they have to kill us on the payment processors and everywhere else. They have to do that because if they didn't, there would be a real mass movement. And I think that's happening anyway. I think that's happening in spite of everything they're doing. But there's a real mass movement that's growing in response to what we're saying because it's resonating with people. And
well,
I think that's
terrifying. I don't want to talk about the ADL because they don't represent Israel or Jews in general, but they do represent the globalist. They came out and said that Ted Cruz is an anti-Semite because he said Bloomberg's buying the media. He spent $500 million. He is buying the media. Just because he's Jewish, they inject the anti-Semitism into it. They're the ones promoting it in the left, just like other leftist groups promote racism. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of the ADL because it doesn't hurt me to say I'm Hitler. No one believes that. But the fact that they're trying to do that and they're so disingenuous with that Rosenblatt guy, that Dr. Evil mini-me guy, is just BS, man. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I saw that Ted Cruz tweet the other day, and, you know, I don't think it's controversial to say that Michael Bloomberg, who owns Bloomberg, which is a massive mainstream media conglomerate or massive mainstream media outlet, and who's now buying, as you said, $500 million of commercials and advertisements to say that he's buying the media. That's an anti-Semitic.
But, I mean, who does Rosenblatt think he is? Now Ted Cruz, who's a Zionist, is anti-Jew?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And that's how it goes, though. Everything's anti-Semitic. Everything's playing into a trope. If you talk about Soros, if you talk about Bloomberg, if you talk about Bezos, any one of these guys, all of a sudden it must be some kind of blanket.
By the way, is Bezos even
people.
Jewish?
I'm not sure. I heard
no, he's
that.
Not.
I believe he's adopted. But,
he's adopted.
No,
he's adopted by a Spanish guy.
Right. I have heard
headed
speculation.
Up DARPA. Stay there, Groyper. We have the Groyper patient one with us. Lord of the Groypers. Identify as a Groyper. We'll be right back. I love it. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And we'll tell you where to find this guy, too.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Lord of the Groypers. No, that's not a Gruppenfuhrer. That's Lord of the Groypers is here with us. Nick Fuentes, heavily censored, banned off YouTube, a bunch of stuff for thought crime. And really what he's being banned for is being mean to Turning Point USA. And I want to be clear, I don't have some raging hard on to go after Turning Point USA. But I saw how they called Candace Owens for saying Hitler was a globalist. He originally launched the EU globalist plan. He had a global plan. In fact, I was watching a documentary the other night on mainline TV about the EU being created by Hitler. It was Nazi conspiracies. They were showing the documents. It was on like Discovery Channel. But she says that, oh, Hitler wasn't a nationalist. Don't say nationalist or Hitler. Hitler was a globalist. You're for Hitler. You're for Hitler. What the hell? And Turning Point USA threw her out the door. Well, that's fine. She's bigger than ever. But then everybody's just so scared, like, oh, don't call me a name, when the left has no power except the power we give them, Nick.
That's exactly it. Yep. And Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and Ben Shapiro, those are the people that are pushing that on the right. I've been saying it for years that, and as you just said, the words only have power insofar as we give them power. If we are to simply ignore them and say, we're going to put America first, we're going to be nationalists, in spite of being called a white nationalist, Nazi, whatever, then really the left's game would be up. But I think that they use those words, I think it betrays the fact that they are basically complicit in the globalist establishment agenda. I don't think it's indicative even so much of the left of using those words so much as it is, are you establishment? Are you a globalist? They fear populism. They fear the true right wing. They fear social conservatism, people from the heartland. And they use the same words as the left does, as a mainstream media. I'm talking about Charlie Kirk and
they use the exact same playbook. And the left is exposed and defeated. The threat is the threat from within.
Exactly, exactly. And then that is why they have to use those words, because they know that if we were allowed to go out and do our thing and this were to become the real mainstream conservatism, I think they know on some level that if what Donald Trump ran on in 2016, which was ending foreign wars, protecting our workers with trade, ending immigration, stopping open borders, if they were to allow that to become the real right wing in the country, if that were to become mainstream and the GOP would do that,
we would see the extinction of the Democratic Party.
That's exactly right. The extinction of the Democratic Party and even the globalist element in the Republican Party. That would be like huge for the
country.
That's
right. They're all battling for their lives, and the Republican Party can split into two different populist arms, a libertarian and a Republican. Or how do you see that happening? Or like maybe a right-wing Christian versus just a mainline conservative? Or how? Because you need two parties. How would that split?
Well, I think that increasingly you're seeing splits in both parties. I think you're seeing on the left, there's a divide now between the progressives and the more establishment.
So the left just calls himself, does he have a communist party versus America?
Right. Yeah, that's essentially it. That's essentially it. It's this globalist element of people that are in favor of open borders and free trade and, you know, some kind of socialized program.
But you're going off what the demographics are. And I'm not poo-pooing that. I think you're right. But I want to change the whole paradigm, defeat them completely. The Democrats are all involved in crime, election fraud. They can all be removed. Without their command and control, their little commie followers go away. I'm saying if we got real supremacy of Americana, how do you then split that into a two-party system?
Well, it would be difficult to say. You know, people have said that it could line up with something like a workers' party, like you could have the working and middle class of all the different groups of people.
Exactly, against those that are more assigned to the corporatist.
Right, right, against the elites. And it's difficult to say exactly how it might line up.
So a populist conservative Americana party against those that are more mainline Republican globalist? Sure.
Yeah, I think people that are embodying or inhabiting maybe what Trump represented in 2016, I'm hoping that that will remain as a faction in the GOP. You see a lot of senators and congressmen that are much closer to Trump than they are to Mitch McConnell or Mitt Romney or John McCain. And I think that will be a divide. That'll be a fault line that we'll see probably if Trump leaves office in 2024, which I'm assuming he'll win in 2020. I think you'll really see that rift grow in the next 4 years between people like Nikki Haley and the neocons and the globalists on one side and the real right wing America First MAGA type people that Trump has inspired on the other side.
Well, Nick, I want to invite you and Michelle Malkin. I'm going to fly out Friday night, so I won't come to your event. Didn't invite me, but that's fine. I screamed and yelled at Michelle Malkin 11 years ago. I wanted her to forgive me. I probably was out of control when her security guy punched me in the arm. I hit him back or hit me with his elbow. But I like Michelle. Tell her I said hi. But I want to invite you, because I know Nashville Fall wants to invite you, to our event Wednesday. You want to come to that at the Omni?
Absolutely. I would love to go.
They haven't reached out to you?
I don't think they have reached out to me yet.
Asking me like a week ago to go, and I love the guys over there, and I even said, hey, let me sponsor it, because they were getting a smaller event. And I said, hell, for like $20,000 more, you can get a bigger one. So I'm sponsoring it, but I'm not telling them who to have there. I said, I want Nick Fuentes. And I said, I know they're having an event. You want to get Michelle Malkin, because I want to, like, people love people coming back. I like to get up there with her and tell her, I'm sorry, I was mean to you. You know, she was full of crap saying the Marines didn't throw a puppy off a cliff. They did. It was a real puppy. She said, I lied. It was a robot. Whatever. It was over the top. And I almost beat up her security guys. I mean, I'm on tape. One of them hit me, and I knocked him the next week. But I just want to be friends with her, and it's all stupid. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. Yeah, I think we should, you know, put aside maybe past grudges or things like that, because I think we're all on the same page fighting the globalists. So, but yeah, it sounds like an awesome event. I'd love to come. I think we're really seeing the consolidation of all the right forces coming together in the past year, and maybe we'll all be gearing up for the election together. So I like the sound of that a lot.
Well, I like the political incorrectness, too. Because
oh, absolutely.
And you haven't done the things they say you've done. Neither have I. And I'm just... That's why they said, hey, we come speak at this venue. And I said, that venue holds 300 people. I said, get the bigger venue. And they were going to get the Trump Hotel, and that, and then that got sold before that. I said, so, again, it's not my event, but I am paying for part of it because I just want to have where CPAC used to meet in a big ballroom. And, hey, I'm paying for the drinks. The listeners are paying. I'm getting a round of drinks. Everybody's there and some food just because I want to say, hey, we're important. We love freedom. We love justice. And we're not just, you know, obsessed with CPAC. Are you going to go to CPAC or are you banned from that?
I'm actually banned from CPAC officially. I was banned last year. I tried to get a ticket, and I was not able to do that. I got kicked out, actually, last year. They tried to kick me out. I ran away. But this year, I believe I'm on the same blacklist. The usual suspects are responsible for that, but I'll be there. I'm going to try to infiltrate, and I'll definitely be floating around the Gaylord Hotel.
But see, that's so leftist, because I'm not going to CPAC to try to confront anybody. I'm going to get mobbed and do a bunch of interviews and have a great time. I don't need CPAC. You know, we brought Trump in. CPAC just, you know, and the Never Trumpers climbed on its back after we gave birth to it. But I've told them, I've said, I'm coming. I'm going to be nice. If you want to make it a big issue, we are ready to take it over. But if they just leave me alone, then it's going to be fine because I don't need CPAC. But yeah, I guess they were concerned you might talk to Ben Shapiro, who just, he's so royal, he just can't have a little plebe talk to him, or what happened?
Yeah. I tried to confront him at the Turning Point SAS conference back in December. I guess they don't want me to come to CPAC and be in a position where I might have to talk to Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro. You understand that these people can attack us. They can snipe at us on Twitter and they can defame us and call us all kinds of nasty names. But we are not entitled to respond. They are the elites. They are the establishment. And, you know, that is our lonely role.
Shapiro does attack me, and they do. But I mean, I love it because he's so hated by most people. That's a positive. So if I see Shapiro, like, hey, Shapiro, do an interview, he'll probably run away. I'm not going to give him the chance to, like, run and say I attacked him. So he's like, he's such a delicate little flower that, in fact, I'm not going to even talk to Shapiro if I see him. Well, there can no longer be any doubt. The coronavirus is man-made. We're all vindicated. They're admitting that now. It's spreading all over the world, and it's got a high kill rate. It's man-made. It's spreading all over the world. It's got a high kill rate. Wow. Yeah, we're selling a lot of storable food right now, but not the way I want to sell it. Governments have bought up almost all the other storable food from other distributors. We still have it. We have the biggest distributor in the world, My Patriot. They're our partners. They're interfaced with our shopping cart. You get your order in there. They're the ones taking it. Gets right out to you. Martial law in northern Italy. Store shelves sold out there. They're saying a high death rate. So it looks like the cover-up is falling apart. If you want to be locked in to get your storable foods, it was 7 days. Then it was 10 days. Then it was 14 days. This morning, it was 3 weeks. They called up and said, the orders are so off the chart. We've got the storable food, but we're 24 hours a day at our three factories. It could be 4 weeks maximum till delivery. It's less than that, but they're putting a little bit of a buffer in there. You need to get your orders in now on your 3 week, your 2 month, your 4 month, your 6 month. They've got all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And then it's insurance that tastes good and is great and lasts 25 years in the big plastic sealed containers packaged inside. You're not going to find food of this quality at a better price anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And then separately, I'm going to Maryland, but it really is a suburb of D.C., National Harbor, but I'll also be in D.C. because we've printed 2 million of these stickers. Save the First Amendment. There's 19 other messages, but this is the one we printed the most of. And everybody that goes to OperationWin2020.com and puts in your address gets a free packet of these, 20 of these. You can buy them at cost up to 1,000 pieces. We're going to Trump rallies. We're not taking them over. We're not disrupting. No, it's not how I operate. Not a leftist like Bernie. Silence is powerful. We'll just put it right over our mouths. Hand out a pack of them. It looks like duct tape, but it doesn't pull out your beard or whatever. You're a bearded lady, you know, men can have babies now. But you just take it off, put it on, and then have a discussion about it. It's a great way to do it. And just like Rolling Stone admitted that half the people in the 2016 Trump rallies and ongoing wearing InfoWars shirts, that really shook the left up. They went, oh, Trump is Alex Jones. Let's get him. that kind of elicited the whole attack, which is fine. I love it. But now that you'll have these, we're going to Trump and saying you need to do something now. And in closing, Nick Fuentes, Nick, now that you've been banned off the internet like I have been, I guess you're still on Twitter for now, at Nick J. Fuentes. It's always good to promote URLs. Hopefully you've got one of those now. What do you want to say about Trump, about the reign of terror, the censorship? Because I see it as his biggest failing, and I'm a supporter of Trump, but man, I tell you, I'm not going to lay down and take this.
I completely agree. I think the failure to address tech censorship is hands down the biggest failure of the administration so far, and especially because I think Donald Trump, maybe more than any other president, relied on the internet and his supporters on the internet, people like yourself and many other vocal Trump supporters on Twitter or on YouTube or anywhere else, to get elected. And so we saw that since 2016, we all saw the clips from Google and from Facebook and Twitter where they said, we're not going to let this happen again. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we can't allow an outside of the establishment person to get elected president. We're going to ensure that that doesn't happen by censoring all of his allies, all of his grassroots, popular supporters online. And that has happened basically unimpeded for the past 4 years without anything. I've heard that there's executive orders drafted for this. There's many ways that you could go about this. There's been legislation proposed in the House and in the Senate. They talked about maybe antitrust in the Justice Department or even in the Federal Trade Commission. There's a lot of ways to go about fixing tech censorship, and we haven't even initiated any of it, not from the executive, the judicial, the legislative branch, and Trump doesn't even talk about it anymore. Last year, I remember Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo got banned off of Facebook. I think this was last May. And the president said that something was going to be done about this, and he was monitoring the situation. You know, infamously, he said he was monitoring the situation. And since then, that's really all he's done. Since 2016, it's just been monitoring. So I think unless and until he's going to address tech censorship in some capacity, even if he just starts talking about it again or there's a little initiative, it doesn't have to be a perfect long-term solution right out of the gate. But as long as there's some initiative and some actual force from the White House on this stuff, I think it's going to be a big problem for him, for his supporters, and for him getting reelected. So it really has been a sad thing.
Well, I mean, Trump thinks he has it sewn up, and they're like, sir, don't hurt the economy. You know, the big tech's tied into the NSA, sir. It's just, you can't deal with it. It's too complex. Well, we're going to come bullhorn the White House. We're going to come to his events, and we're going to say, hey, we love you, Trump, but stand up against them surveilling us, controlling us, censoring all over Facebook and Twitter. Photos of his wife get blocked. If Trump's on Twitter with a race car driver, they block that. I mean, this is disgusting and un-American, and they've lied to Congress about it. It's now time to take action. In the last closing minute, Nick Fuentes, thanks for joining us. You're going to be covering CPAC. What else are you doing? You're doing that Friday event. What else is going on?
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be on InfoWars with you. Yes, we're doing AFPAC, which is on Friday, and that is in Washington, D.C., same weekend as CPAC. And I'm also planning on doing a college tour this spring. There's some details coming forward soon about that. And I am launching a new website where you can watch me stream my show, which will be independent of any platform. It's going to be totally proprietary. So be on the lookout for that as well.
That's good. And you're going to be Wednesday coming to the National File event at the Omni in D.C.
Absolutely. Yes, I will make it out there. And hopefully I'll see you there.
All right. I'll be there. Nick Fuentes. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, I've got a bunch of Islamic criminal activity to cover, and some big Harvard professor says 40-70% of people worldwide will be affected with coronavirus. We're going to hit all of that in the next segment, but I got to hit this. The federal government, state governments, the UN, major foundations are funding men dressed in demonic clown outfits. Super scary dudes that would scare you in a parking lot, scare me, coming and meeting with your children. They've got names like, you know, fish pants, kitty litter, flow job. Let's put this up on screen if we can. You know, the color photo even shows the horror more. MP, that's member of parliament, invites drag queen called flow job to school, calls complaining parents homophobic. So if a goblin-like man, scarier than hell, scarier than the Joaquin Phoenix as a Joker, is going to have a meeting with your elementary students, you keep your damn mouth shut when he talks to them about how they can be another sex. This is just unbelievable. And then here's another one. up on InfoWars.com. Transgender inmate accused of rape in women's prison facility. This is in the U.S. A transgender inmate who was transferred from a male prison to a female prison facility is alleged to have raped fellow inmates. Yes, men are put in prison with women. Well, if you're a man, you're in a prison for 20 years for armed robbery like this guy. You just say, I'm a woman, and now you're in the women's prison. Andre Patterson, as he's known, Illinois Department of Corrections, now goes by the name Jana Monroe. Monroe was reportedly not welcomed by female inmates who she was transferred to in Logan Women's Prison in Lincoln. Monroe, who at the time, as described as a turbulent, reportedly attempted suicide with a razor, required outside medical help before being segregated. February 10th, an anonymous inmate filed a Jane Doe lawsuit against several Logan prison employers, allegedly punishing her for trying to report sexual assaults by the biological man who is put in the showers, the bathrooms, and jail cells with women, and they're saying he's been raping them. I don't know. A multi-time loser armed robber for all sorts of crimes that's got a big old tallywhacker, and he's in there with women. But remember what the CNN host Chris Cuomo said. He said a couple years ago, he said in tweets and on TV, he said, if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't like seeing a woman's penis in the showers, their parents are bigots. Talk about 1984. This is what they are. Raping reality. Raping reality. And so now men, armed robbers, are sent to women's prison to have their way, and the prison's reportedly covered it up because it's a god. It's a transgender. Hell, let them in the bath with, let them in the shower with our little girls immediately. Not just prisoners. Hand the children over now. We're trying to find out what happened with Julian Assange's extradition hearing today. I was on the phone with the lawyers and a member of parliament last night. I was supposed to call him this morning, and I forgot with all the virus news. I mean, it's just too much going on. Got Weinstein convicted on a bunch of counts. Didn't even cover that because the virus is so big. So I'm looking at hundreds of articles. You know, I don't just spread these articles out here to look like. I've Karl Rove reportedly used to have like a huge stack of note cards to intimidate people in debates. Well, I wouldn't bring those note cards unless I was going to use them. I mean, I've looked at all this news. I've covered it, and makes my head spin. But just look at the leftist media covering things up. Because in Asian societies and Central Asian societies and Middle Eastern societies, if a woman is unaccompanied, she's an animal. I don't agree with that. But the left defends it and covers up for Islam and some of these other systems. Look at this article on InfoWars.com. It's from Breitbart.com. Boris government. He's getting worse and worse. Oh, he did Brexit, but now he's a globalist. Releasing report on ethnicity of rape gangs, not public interest. Even though the local police release it, and it's all Muslim men, almost all from Pakistan. Kidnapping and raping little girls. Absolutely incredible. Here's another one. We already mentioned this, but it ties together. Transgender inmate accused of rape in women's facility. Men, biological men who are armed robbers, rapists, in many cases, this guy, armed robber, they get put with women and there's reports of rapes. And they go, well, a woman can't rape a woman because it's the definition. It's a legal game. Here's another one. Virginia Dems vote to end mandatory reporting at schools for sexual battery, marijuana, and more. And basically rape. The left's not going to report on rape anymore. They're just a lawless criminal. Lawless criminal takeover, ladies and gentlemen. It's all posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. There's more articles. Bernie's campaign funneled millions to company connected to Bernie's wife. You mean Bernie stealing campaign money? No. Dirty commies? You would trust him. He loves you. He is Bernie Sanders. Daughter of Muslim Brotherhood affiliate appointed as Bernie Virginia campaign co-chair. Of course. They're anti-Christian. We work with them. Moving on to other stories. Harvard professor says 40 to 70% of people worldwide will be infected with coronavirus. Harvard epidemiology professor Mark Lipschick says that the coronavirus will not be containable and that 40 to 70% of worldwide will be infected. The question is, how deadly is it? And then coming up when we start the next hour, ahead of Gerald Salinger taking over, I'll host a couple segments. 60 Minutes grills Bernie Sanders on communist support following major victory. So they want communism, but not yet. They want people believing in it, but never getting it.
He's there with Anderson Cooper talking about all of this.
So, yeah, is he a populist candidate? In everything but reality. ICE subpoenas liberal Oregon cities over dangerous sanctuary laws where people that have committed major crimes are left alone. But that's, again, how the ball bounces. That's how the whole dirty enchilada operates. It's how the whole thing works. Now, I've got more stories here than I could ever cover. But I'll just say this. About a year before we got banned off of every major platform, we had Twitter and Facebook and YouTube all call us and want us to have meetings off record with members of their team, some of them vice president level. And I'd had some of those meetings before just about advertising and things. And in those meetings, a couple of which we recorded, but it was done in a private conversation. So what they weren't talking about wasn't crimes, so we're not going to release it. I say I'm having a private conversation with you. It's going to remain private unless what you're doing is criminal. They said, we want you to not criticize Islam and talk about the invasion. We want you to not criticize transgenderism and what's happening in the schools. We want you to not support President Trump. Or we're going to come after you. Well, you learn a lot about people by what they are obsessed with. They want the most radical form of Islam to run our lives, that does the most horrible things you can imagine to everybody. And they want people to be able to sexualize children. And they don't want us to support President Trump. That's the litmus test. And so I've proudly told them to piss up a rope, to go to hell, to go jump in the lake, to go fly a kite. But then I sit there and I watch Trump, who knows damn well what's going on and has battle plans and executive orders written up. I mean, I had top law firms, three of them, write him executive orders and battle plans, different plans. And I know they got them. They got, when John Kelly found out these were on his desk, he literally had a fit. That was in the news, like, Jones must be destroyed, and he's banned from the White House. Because, I mean, I had top law firms, I paid money to have former FCC board members and current ones, I mean, put together plans for the president. And they're like, we can't put up with somebody that takes action. But I don't tell you those stories and those pieces of history to try to say, oh, look what I did. I tell you that so you have valuable pieces of the puzzle. Because if this whole globalist thing is scared of a radio TV show out of Austin, Texas, and scared of me going, well, 2 years ago, I'm sure we've got to get him documents and plans. We've got to get lawyers and top people to explain it to him. And we know they're violating the law and it's a cartel. If I just get a plan to the president, he'll act on it. And sure as the sun came up, he got the plans and talked about them. And all hell broke loose here, which is fine. I'm here to take those attacks. I want to carry out this mission. I've made the decision to take whatever happens to carry this out. Doesn't mean I enjoy it, though. And doesn't mean I enjoy watching President Trump once we spent the time and the energy and everything to put it in his hands. Because no other lawyers had the balls. Because they know they'll come after them. They're all a bunch of cowards. So I paid lawyers, top ones, at big law firms, three of them, to write this stuff up. Because we take action here. We fight. We fight tyranny. That's what we do. We fight. We fight evil. Hell, I even wrote up a new appeal with the top lawyer for Roger Stone. His other lawyers put in a fake appeal to the wrong court, filed wrong to make sure it failed, in my view. We went and got the transcript, wrote it for him. Just doesn't want it. Still, we fight. And you keep us in the game. And that's all I'm asking for from listeners, is to keep me in the game, because I know you're fighting. I know you care about the truth and you care about justice. But just pulling back from this, here's the thing I meant to get to. I get caught in like little historical and memory rabbit trails telling you what's happened. Because I'm so truthful, I just kind of go through my memory telling you what's going on. There's no filter here. Here's the takeaway. Here's the big point I want to get to. If they're so scared of me, and our limited resources, they're pretty pathetic. And they could be beaten. In fact, they've been beaten a lot. But see, it's not just me, is it? They know it's you. So when I tell you that you're the ones taking action and that you're the ones changing the world by backing me, when I go to these events, when I confront the head of Google, when I confront all these globalists, you are the ones putting us in the field. And it's that simple. And I just want to be kept from the field. You know, I don't fear death, but I like get scared looking at my children going, man, someday I'm going to be weak and old. And I'm going to be dead. I'm like, I better lay down foundations now. And I better prepare people now. And I better get ready now, because that's the real test, is putting your energy in now so that after you're gone, you live on for the fight. Because it's not enough to die in the fight for liberty. That's easy. You've got to be smart and make sure you lay down foundations and booby traps for the globalists so your full will is poured into this so they can take your body out, but your spirit still haunts them forever. And now I'm working on that in my life, pouring my spirit into everything I do, pouring it into the sword of truth, pouring it into the army of justice, pouring it into the human future. And you know, I can actually feel victory into the future. Stay with us.
Ilhan Omar's rise and impending fall will only occur if the slime of partisan lopsided justice is met with a deep cleaning.
My hope is that the new Congress is going to serve as a check to the rhetoric of fear and division and destruction, and make sure that we are moving the country in the direction that the people have asked us for.
I want to make sure that here in the United States, we understand that there are other countries who take in so many people of the world's most pained people. And in the United States, we could do better.
Minnesota Democratic Ilhan Omar appeared to criticize her colleagues for taking money from the Jewish lobby. She later apologized in a statement saying, "Anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes."
This apology comes after she issued a pair of tweets over the weekend suggesting that AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobbying group, has bought the support of her colleagues. This is not, however, the first time that Omar has had to apologize for tweets that some see as having anti-Semitic overtones. A couple of weeks ago, she said she was sorry for this tweet from 2012, in which she said, quote, "Israel has hypnotized the world."
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
You're speaking at a fundraiser for CARE, describing the 9/11 terrorist attack that killed 2,977 people, and you said some people did something. What did you mean?
In my speech, I was talking about how our civil liberties as Muslims was being eroded.
We have to take action when a president is openly violating
the oath he took to the Constitution of the United States and the core values we aspire to. As Martin Luther King said, all we say to America is, be true to what you say on paper.
The Daily Mail reported Ilhan Omar told friends years ago that the man who went on to become her second husband was, in fact, her brother. Another person from Ilhan's community, Abdi Hakim Osman, is the first person to go on record to speak of how Omar said she wanted to get her brother papers so he could stay in the United States, at a time when she was married to her first husband, Ahmed Hirsi. Omar married her first husband, Hirsi, in 2002 in a religious ceremony in Minnesota that was not recognized legally. In 2009, she legally married the reportedly openly gay Elmi, suspected of being her brother, in a secret Christian ceremony, even though she is a Muslim. She later divorced Elmi, who had used his status to enroll in college, remarried Hirsi legally, only to divorce him a year later after having an affair with her congressional aide, which led to wrecking that aide's marriage. Confused? I understand. Last year, two FBI agents looked into the allegations, but rather than open a full-blown investigation, simply shared their findings with ICE and the Department of Education. As the New York Post reported, if Omar did marry her brother, she could be found guilty of committing marriage fraud, a felony offense, punishable with a prison sentence of up to 5 years and a fine of up to $250,000. John Bound reporting.
That report is up at band.video, the John Bound section. Just go to the corner, the left-hand corner, click the three bars. You'll see all the great contributors to band.video. Find John Bound and some of his amazing reports. One just went up. Has America forgotten its former glory? Just so many incredible jewels buried like treasures that will not be seen or known unless you, it's all up to you, decide to take action. You carry the ball forward, we win. You don't, we fall to something that's soul-sucking and worse than death. And I know you're not going to fall. I can feel your strength right now pushing me forward towards absolute destruction of the globalist. And I assure you, I will not falter or waver in the mission you've given me. I may fail in the end, but it'll only be when I...
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I could have spent the whole show on this. Nationalfile.com has a big article out on it with all the screenshots and exclusive photos. Exclusive photos, reporters attacked by mob during Bernie Sanders rally. You got to go watch this video. Again, it's at nationalfile.com. We've got the vaunted Gerald Celente on this live Monday, February 24th, 2020 transmission coming up. But I'm just going to tell you, I am haunted. You know, when I say I'm just going to tell you, it's embarrassing for me to say something scares me. Because a big old mean man coming at me, it actually doesn't scare me. It like wakes something up and I just feel vicious and powerful and I'm ready to win. Or a big job, I don't look at it and think, oh, that's daunting. I kind of like it. But when you're faced with drooling people pissing on themselves and walking up going, I like children, yum, yum, and just running around attacking people and foaming at the mouth and big fat women going, I want communism, and they go starve to death in North Korea or Venezuela. They'd kill them there. And dudes, all these dudes in dresses going, I love Bernie. I love communism. And I'm like, communists kill people like you. They'd kill you in communist China. It's so aberrant and such a wall of idiocy. And you're like, well, that's just one mentally ill dude. And then you're there for hours, and they're all hateful and stupid and stinking and dumb and gross and disconnected and just godless. Absolutely godless. And that's all I'm saying. So there's another big article up on Infowars.com. Turns out 60 Minutes has grilled Bernie Sanders. And this is quite the paradox, because they're the ones promoting communism and socialism at the universities. It's the big banks funding that to sabotage people and make them think they've got to go to the government to be successful, to ruin their lives. But then Bernie pops up and is capitalizing on the brainwashed half of millennials identifying as communist and socialist. And they go, whoa, 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 you're supposed to have Biden, who can't even string a sentence together. You're supposed to have Buttigieg and just all these nobodies. Bernie Sanders probably had 25,000 people yesterday at that rally. That's real. Hillary can't get 100. She still plans to come in at the end and take over to broker convention. So people ask, well, I thought you were for populism. I'm not for the mad howl of democracy. The founders warned of you could manipulate the mob to want to take people's rights. So in a republic, we're a democracy, but little d, we have rules that protect the minority as well. And Gerald Celente is an expert on that. He's coming up. He can talk about it. But I just wanted to play this clip. The whole interview's up from 60 Minutes on Infowars.com of Anderson Cooper, the Vanderbilt, the Ford Foundation guy, who's been pushing all this and pushing collectivism, now looking at the fruit of it, telling him he's bad because he's not the establishment. It's a train wreck, and I predict they can't stop Sanders. They stole it 4 years ago. They're not going to steal it this time, and it's going to be spectacular, and I think cities are going to burn over it. I don't support Bernie at all. His supporters are the fruit of the Democratic Party, but they're mad that this old guy, this old shyster, is stealing what they had planned at some future point for a communist takeover with offshore banks running it, not a real communist takeover where things are just mismanaged and the country collapses. They don't want that. They want their synthetic communism. So here's Bernie Sanders on 60 Minutes.
I was personally back in the 1980s, Sanders had some positive things to say about the former Soviet Union and the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
And everybody was totally convinced.
Here he is explaining why the Cuban people didn't rise up and help the U.S. overthrow Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
He educated the kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in
Cuba. That's right. And we condemn that. Unlike Donald Trump, let's be honest, I do not think that Kim Jong-un is a good friend. I don't trade love letters with a murdering dictator. Vladimir Putin, not a great friend of mine.
Not a great friend of mine. Play two more clips, then go to Gerald Celente, but oh, there were some good things. Yeah, they have more doctors graduated per capita than the other country. They don't have any medicine, any MRIs, anything in Cuba. The women, beautiful women, will have sex with you for a $5 thing, a warmer. Dudes go there with a suitcase full of warmer and have sex like 100 women. I mean, they can't produce warmer. They can't make cars. They don't have enough toilet paper because the commies steal it all. They don't want you to have things. And he said that. He goes, you don't need 30 types of deodorant. You need to stand in line. But to watch the system fight what it's created is just comical. Here's two more clips.
Just on foreign policy, you said you believe in diplomacy. You're concerned Donald Trump is going to get us into an unnecessary war. Are there situations where you believe military action is
absolutely
warranted?
Of course I do. You know, hopefully is rare.
If there's a capitalist country or it's Christian, we blow it up. We invade with Muslims. He'll start the clip over.
Just on foreign policy, you said you believe in diplomacy. You're concerned Donald Trump is going to get us into an unnecessary war. Are there situations where you believe military action is
absolutely
warranted?
Of course I do. You know, hopefully as rare as possible, but yeah, we have the best military in the world.
What would your criteria be for military action?
Threats against the American people, to be sure.
Back it up 10 seconds. America sucks. He's an admitted communist, but we've got the best military in the world. Again, I don't like how our military is used, but you can't say it's not the best in the world. So how's it the best, dude? It's not Cuba, where people can't get aspirin, dumbass, because they can't produce it. Because all commies do is run people's lives. Continue.
Well, threats against the American people, to be sure. Threats against our allies, I believe,
like in borders.
I believe that the United States, everything being equal, should be working with other countries in alliance, not doing it alone.
If China took military action against Taiwan, is that something you would...
I mean, I think we have got to make it clear to countries around the world that we will not sit by and allow invasions to take place, absolutely.
Would you meet with Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. I mean, I've criticized Trump for everything under the world, under the sun. But meeting with people who are antagonistic is to me, not a bad thing to do. I think, unfortunately, Trump went into that meeting unprepared. I think it was a photo opportunity and did not have the kind of the diplomatic work necessary to make it a success. But I do not have a problem with sitting down with adversaries all over the world.
So Sanders is trying to backtrack. He's trying to backtrack from everything he said he is and what he stood for. The man is a complete fraud. But regardless, the Democratic establishment's blocking him because they don't own him. They don't run him. There's no doubt Bernie Sanders, every night when he goes to bed, he's running Bernie Sanders. I mean, he let Hillary steal the nomination and bow down to that, but he made that decision. There's not committees telling Bernie Sanders what to do. And just like Donald Trump, the system doesn't like it because Bernie Sanders is his own misguided man. That's my view. Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, is going to take over. Can't wait to eat my lunch and listen to him talk. And I'll probably be back today. The War Room's coming up. Owen Schroyer in about 45 minutes. Please don't forget, we have back in stock the Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Bodies just got back in yesterday. It's back in stock. Discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Great for your immune system. DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10, the PQQ. Incredible for your mitochondria in your whole body and just your immunity. Get that DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Also, Vitamineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off. Ultra 12 been sold out for months, back in stock, 40% off. Get them together, 50% off. And yes, all the other big storable foods companies have sold out. We have the biggest and best in the nation that we drop ship from InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to go up today to 4 weeks delivery instead of 3 weeks. They have the food, but they're having to package it. So get your orders in right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You get 25 years of food insurance, and you fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way we all fail is not taking action. So InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support and for you taking care of yourself and your family.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And I'm right on board with Alex and a lot of things that he says about Bernie Sanders. Now, in fact, it was our lead story in the Weekly Trends Journal. Sanders has a shot to dump Trump. And I'm no fan. I'm no fan, actually, of any of them. I'm a political atheist. A lot of some things I like that Trump does, other things I don't like. Sanders, total phony.
I'll give you free education. I'll give you free health care. You buy two canisters, you get one free.
That guy's full of baloney. Been sucking off the public tit his whole life. Never had a job. And he's two-faced. All these dumbo craps believe is crap.
I voted against the Iraq war?
Hey, Bernie boy, you voted for the Afghan war. You voted for Bill Clinton's murder of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. When he put sanctions on them. And of you, of course, you folks at InfoWars know that story with Madeleine not all that bright. UN ambassador to the United States on Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes when she was asked if the price of 500,000 Iraqi children dead was worth the price of sanctions. She said, yes, it is. That's your Bernie. B.S. Bernie. B.S. Bernie. Let's bring those F-35s into the Burlington Air Force Airport. Yep. Guy's full of baloney. And you heard him in that interview. He's no peace candidate. He's another one of these little boys, too fat to fight, that calls for peace. But when he wants to call for war, he calls for it. Yeah, you heard him. Any country, you know, that we think is going to threaten us, we'll take preemptive measures against Iran and North Korea, he said in another interview with the Toilet Paper Record, the New York Times. A phony, phony freak. And the reason why we called, remember, we called Trump with the first magazine, the first magazine in the entire United States, if not the world, that called Trump a winner in May of 2016. It's in your Trends Journal. I call things the way I see them, not the way I like them. I'm a trend forecaster. I look at things through the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And BS Bernie, he got a shot at the White House. If he doesn't get that heart attack or something else before the 2020 election. And the reason why I called him, and again, we changed the forecast, because you'll get at my top trends for 2020, Trump by default in 2020. And I said the default of the Democrats, because they don't have anybody good to run against them. So let's go back to Sanders. Why did I change it? We take a globalnomic perspective. We see what's going on around the world and make connections between different fields. A few weeks ago, there was an election in Ireland. Ah, Ireland. I love Ireland. Love the Irish people. Yep. Went to an all-Irish Catholic school. I was one of three Italian kids there. I fell in love with Teresa McKelvey in my first communion. So I love the Irish. I have a picture of me and her in my Zizzy book, which Zizzy gave Honey Boy, us holding hands in our first communion. So I love the Irish, and I love going there, wonderful people. They had an election. Sinn Féin won. Out of nowhere, knocked out established parties that were in control 100 years. Blew them away. Why? For the same reason that Sanders could win. The young people, they have no future. Ireland gives all the breaks to the Apples and the Googles and all the rest. Like the USSA, all the money goes to the top. And I'm not making those numbers up. You got them. In the United States, Gates, Bezos, and Buffett got more dough than half America's population combined. 90% of all the assets in the equity markets controlled by 10%. Young people, what do they got? Get out of college with what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt? When I got out of college, I had $1,500 worth of debt. And that was a lot of money to me back then, 1969. I should have graduated in 68, but I got left back in the fifth grade. You know, miserable nun, may she rot in hell, Sister Marie Rosaire. One day she grabbed me by my little blue tie and knocked the hell out of me, perforated my middle ear and broke my eardrum and then left me back. I'm just thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. It could have been a lot worse. Anyway, going back to $1,500 worth of debt, that was a lot of money. Now kids are getting out, young people, 40, 50. Now, I think the average is like $38,000 in debt. They're going for Sanders. They got no future. Before the Democrats and the Repulsivekins did away with the antitrust laws, there was this thing called mom and pop stores, dress shops, men's shops, a thing called drug stores before CVS's and Walgreens took them all over. Things called stationery stores before the Staples. Things called hardware stores before the Lowe's and the Home Depots. There was a middle class. The young people, what are they doing? They're going to work for Amazon, lifting boxes, you know, doing lousy, you know, heavy duty work. And what do they make? $62.50 a week by the time they pay their taxes and everything else in a hernia. That's why they're going for Sanders. The same reason why they won in Ireland. That's what the people mentioned. Healthcare, rents, unaffordable housing to buy. Oh, and homeless. Homeless. One of my top trends for 2020. Homeless and helpless. That's who voted Sinn Féin in. And that's who could bring in Sanders.
I'll give you free education.
Yeah. The people have nothing. The younger generation, when I was a young guy, every poll that used to come out, they used to ask, will the future be better than the past or the past better than the future? And you know what all the polls showed? The future would be better. And now it's make America great again, going back to the past. So the reason Sanders is going to win the nomination, and he has a shot at the election, is because of the youth. And there are more of them than us. And there are other reasons as well. And we come back, we're going to tell you what they are. But remember, support InfoWars.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep, and remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. Censorship is a big one, and that's all they're doing. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Oh, a lot of baloney. Can't talk about this or that. Going back to Sanders and why he has a shot. There are more, again, it's the younger generation. They have no future, and they're tied to what's going on. Sanders is full of baloney, but baloney sells. And again, as we look at the data, Sanders has a shot, and this is what I wanted to mention, at winning some of the swing states. The early polls are showing that he's winning in Pennsylvania. And he got a shot in Michigan. He doesn't have one in Wisconsin. And that could change things. And Trump is going to start losing support in Wisconsin. And I'll tell you why. New study just came out. Farmers, big dairy place, right? They're going down. Business is not good. A lot's going to depend on where we are around October of this year. Now, of course, we got goodbye, Rosie, queen of coronavirus, that got the whole world up in arms, closing down towns and villages and cities across Italy and other places. To me, the numbers are small. They don't add up. Four people died in Italy. How many people live in Italy? Well, about 60 million. Over 2,000 people died in China. What do you got? How many people? 1.4 billion? One country after another, the numbers are tiny. Four, sixth biggest outside of China. But this is really doing a number on the equity markets, which, again, needed to come under some kind of a correction. And they're correcting. And what are people doing? They're buying gold. Because the money has just been flowing in. They've been dumping it out of the thin air. With the repo markets, over $7 trillion pumped in since September. According to the Levy Institute, from 2007 to 2010, they pumped in $29 trillion into the banksters system to prop it up artificially. So the markets are due for a correction, but this is making it a lot worse because it's going to hit China very hard. You're looking at car sales in China off 92%. 92%. That's the world's biggest buyer of automobiles. It's going to hurt. Going back to the election, it's what they used to say in the Clinton administration when he was running for office in 1992. The campaign theme, it's the economy, stupid. And that's what this is going to be about again. It's the economy. And Trump is doing very good on the economy. You're seeing the numbers coming out. Very positive. That could change rapidly and dramatically. As we speak, what is the Dow down now? About 900 points. Gold. Woof. Gold spiked up today. Over $30 an ounce. Move back down. It's still up about 15 bucks. By the way, as you well know, in our Trends Journal, we sent a trend alert out, and I've been on Alex Jones' show talking about it, and with David Knight. Back in June 6th, we sent out a trend alert. The gold bull run has begun. Gold back then was over $300 cheaper than it is today. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. And that's why I love being on with Alex Jones. Yeah, there it is, the gold bull run. Because they keep you ahead of the news and on top of the trends. We're all in this together to bring liberty, love, joy, and beauty to the United States. And that's why I'm against foreign entanglements. We have no business being in these countries. Illegally in Syria, illegally in Iraq, destroyed Libya. One place after another, I'm totally against it. I'm an American, and that's what I look out for. I protect America all my life. Foreign countries, not my business. You got your own problems, not mine. I believe in the founding fathers, George Washington, no foreign entanglements. So going back to Sanders, that's what's going to determine the election. How things are doing economically by election day this year. Going back to the equity markets. Gold. I believe gold spiked too quickly right now, and it will have a pullback. Probably $100, at least. Bring it down to $1,550, that's still pretty good. And move back up. It may not go down. If it does not go down and continues to rise, it'll spike toward the 2,000 mark. And in that gold bull run forecast, my forecast was, and gold had to break over $1,450 an ounce, and then it would sharply spike above. Remember, gold was $1,332 an ounce when I said that, and that's exactly what happened. Gold went above $1,450 an ounce. Boom, here we are today, 1,650. So the future economically is very shaky. The information's there. Again, we write about it every week. Over there in Turkey, they just lowered interest rates. Actually, they have negative interest rates when you count inflation into it. Euro extends its fall. Profit warnings hit record in Germany. I mean, this is the Financial Times. I'm not making this stuff up. Germany. Germany is that far away from recession. This is in Zimbabwe. This is the strongest economy in Europe. European growth in the last quarter, 2019, was no growth at all. 0.1%. So this coronavirus is hitting at a time of weakness. If it hit at a time of strength, it would be different. But again, I don't see it being as big as they're claiming it to be, only going by the numbers. China, again, over 2,000 people have died. Last year, over 300,000 died from effects of air pollution. Yeah, but we won't talk about that. And then again, the poisons they put in our food and the air and the water and everything else. We're not talking about a lot of people here. But it's going to have an impact, particularly in China and on the global marketplace. So gold is still golden. Where is this going? We're going to know in a couple of more days. If the markets continue to decline, the greatest depression may escalate. May happen before 2021.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, remember, if you want the truth to prevail, do what you can to support InfoWars. At InfoWars, life selects storable foods. And that's one for you to consider, particularly as Goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Coronavirus, starts hitting everywhere. Look at how the government shut down the place. Look what they do. Italy, you name it. Korea, South Korea, one after another, closing down. China, you're going to want to have storable foods. And with the rise of the coronavirus, troubles brewing constantly in other nations, and more danger is constantly growing overseas. So InfoWars has been officially notified by their vendors that food prices are on the rise due to dramatically increased level of demand. And thanks to their focus on long-term contracts to provide for our customers, we're able to hold on to those prices for a little bit longer at InfoWars. It's already getting more difficult to order storable foods nationwide, and their suppliers are facing a 5 to 10% increase on every option of emergency foods available. And they can't hold out on raising these prices forever. So eventually, even InfoWars is going to need to increase the prices with demand. So right now, you should get your order in 3 weeks. However, this is getting delayed with each passing minute. So secure your spot now. Other suppliers aren't able to ship at all due to this huge demand. So there you got it. And this is real because a lot of things are slowing down. And prices are going up in the food business. So you want to get it now while it's still hot and available because you can see what the governments do. They shut down whenever they want. To me, what's going on in China, in a way they've, 140 million quarantining them. 140 million people. This is a test. This is a test. And the doctors that I've spoken to are saying that the coronavirus is affecting mostly the elderly, people that are ill already, chronically ill, not hitting young people. And it's another virus. And again, according to the data, Google it up. How many people died of the flu last year in the United States? 61,000. That ain't coronavirus. But you can see what's going to happen. So you're going to want to have on hand what you need on hand. And again, anything could happen. Things are out of the shelves empty out when these crises happen, and you can't get what you want. And it's only going to get worse when this happens again. And it may be something else other than coronavirus. Because as I say, I don't want to hear about climate change. You're killing us now with all the poisons they're pumping into everything. So anything could outbreak at any time. You know, why don't I just mention more about the political presidential reality show, as I call it. You know, I had that big debate, right, in Las Vegas. Paris. Hilton Hotel over there. It was funny. The last time I was there was about 2012. And I had just come back from Paris, and I had to do a gig in Las Vegas and ended up doing it at that place. But anyway, the debates. Nothing serious about all of America's foreign entanglements. Nothing serious about the war. And that Buttigieg, whatever his name is, that guy's nothing more to me than a CIA plant. A little boy of nothing. Groom prime, knows how to say the words perfectly. Harvard boy. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. There's, yep, he puts on the show. And you read his comments after he lost. Again, a little boy of nothing. A zero from nowhere. Did nothing other than lie a lot about what he did. But people like him because the same reason they liked Obama. He knew how to BS perfectly. Yeah, as we used to say in the Bronx, BS has its own sound and it farts out of the butter gag, boy. He went on to say, in a speech delivered soon after media outlets called the caucuses to Sanders, Buttigieg warned Democrats, quote, take a sober look at what's at stake before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders. Instead, you should elect me, a guy that's nothing more than a puppet, a boy in a box. This is the kind of crap he puts out. Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, we completely eliminate private insurance. That would be okay with me. Look what happened when Obama gave us Obamacare. Those private insurance companies, they made a lot of dough. It ain't Obamacare, it's Obama, I don't care. I want to make the rich guys richer, just like he did with our dough that gave it to the banksters. And again, I'm no Bernie Sanders fan at all. But when they talk about this country becoming socialist and not capitalist, capitalism's long gone in America. In capitalism, boys and girls and children of all ages, there's no such thing as too big to fail, capiche? Oh, we got to bail out the two bigs. And we heard that guy, Eric Holder, hold this, you know, remember him, Obama's attorney general. The banksters were too big to jail. And they still are. From Saturday's toilet paper record. And they print these stories on Saturday and put them out in the news because that's the least watched news day and read newspaper day. Holy, anybody's reading anymore. Wells Fargo to pay $3 billion in fraud action settlement. Fraud action settlement, $3 billion. Will anybody go to jail? Will any of the banksters go to jail for screwing millions of people, giving them fake accounts, robbing billions making the lives miserable for millions. Who go to jail? Nobody. That's why Sanders has a shot at winning, is because of this inequality. And that's what he's playing on. And it's a smart card to play. You know the story. You go out, you have a couple of drinks. You're going home. It's 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. The dick detectives are out on the streets. You didn't have your taillight on. Your taillight's off. Where were you? How many drinks did you have? Get out of the car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backward. You commit a minor crime. Boom, they bring in a SWAT team. They're all down on us, man. But screw the people out of billions of billions of dollars, and we give them a two-bit fine that adds up to nothing. So that's what you do when you forecast trends. You put the pieces together. I bring that up because it's all tied together. Sanders has a shot. A lot's going to depend on the economy. And with this coronavirus, and things get worse, and the global economy is already in trouble. Matter of fact, today, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, came out with another report warning about the large corporate debt levels. Yeah. But although we heard from three Federal Reserve presidents last week that's indicating they're not going to raise interest rates this year, I forecast within several months, interest rates in the United States will be at 0 to -% right around there. They don't have a lot of room to move. When the last recession hit 2007, interest rates came down from 5%. Now the overnight's 1.5. Will it be enough to change things? Nope. The worst times are ahead. The greatest depression. My forecast is 2021. But if things keep getting worse, maybe sooner rather than later. And again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. And remember, support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive. And if you want to read history before it happens, see the future, the Trends Journal will help you get there and prepare for the future. All the best. Stay healthy, safe, keeping that high spirit. See you.